You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Maybe your soul's in your brain, then.
What are you talking about?
The soul.
There's no proof of a soul.
How come when you die, then, how come the life comes out of your eyes?
How the fuck do you know?
But do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like, twinkle in your eye goes dull. Why does that happen? I thought that was your soul leaving your body.
Are you fucking serious? Like, how would there be proof of that?
I thought that it happened. I thought...
How?
You never saw, like, something die in front of you, and its eyes go...
blank?
Change. Yeah.
Okay, but where do you see the soul leaving?
You know that...
You know what, Father? She's right. Because that's when the doctors stop doing CPR, when they see the soul leave through the eyes. Oh, he's fucked. He's done. Call it.
Oh, God.
Time of death.
It's over.
Like...
No, get the soul! Push it back in!
Like when a dog dies in front of you. Its eyes are alive, and then they're... The light leaps.
That's...
I've never heard anything like that.
I mean, either. That's the thing. It's like...
I say because I saw it.
No, you didn't see anything. Even you just saw eyes glazed over. I'll paint a disturbing picture for you. Years ago, when we had to put our cat to sleep, not only did its eyes glaze over, but its tongue swelled up immediately, like huge. And it was so disturbing. So what, you think the soul got caught in the tongue? It was leaving, like, what's your answer to that? Could you make a case that the soul was caught by the tongue?
Fuck no. No way.
His tongue was hanging on to the soul that you couldn't see and be like, wait, take me with you. You ever see in movies when someone closes the eye after someone dies?
They're trapping the soul in.
Well, yeah, like they're basically closing the gate on the soul.
The soul was like, fuck, I was able to go to heaven, now I'm stuck underground.
The head of my soul got out, but the rest of me stuck in here.
Would the eye even close if the soul's trying to get out? It's like trying to close a door with like an arm in it.
You might get stuck.
But the door wouldn't close all the way, so the eye shouldn't close all the way.
That's true. The soul or spirit has never been scientifically proven to be real. But many forms of religions have taught that people have a soul.
And I was brought up religious.
Religious? You're also brought up illiterate.
Look, you're illiterate in the first place, okay?
No, but I saw the light leave.
That's not seeing a light leave. Just because you see something change in the eyes, it doesn't mean that that's what happened.
That's what I saw.
No, you didn't
see.
How do you see a light leave?
Black.
Do you think your eyes just, like, sit in your skull, or do they connect to something?
They connect to something.
What do they connect to?
My brain.
When you're dead, does your brain still work?
Do you have...
I answer the question.
Yeah?
When you're dead, does your brain still work?
For a little bit?
Is blood still pumping through your brain?
No, I guess not.
Then, if there's no blood pumping through, wouldn't you think there would be some sort of change in the eye since the eyes are connected to the brain?
Yes.
Okay, then that's fucking it. It's not a spirit.
Oh my God, this changes everything.
What, are you starting to realize how dumb you sounded?
You're listening to the fucking Jersey Jicks, assholes.
Mississippi putting it down. I'm the hottest round. I told y'all mother, y'all can't stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, come on, get me now. Cause you're with me now. That biggie, biggie bounce. I know you dig the way I my style.
Hello, hello.
People sing around. Let people gather. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Quiet!
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call at 856-381-4500 and join in on the conversation. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes and leave us a nice review. We'll read it, and it'll be funny. And don't forget to go to riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and check out amazon.com, Gamefly, and Tweaked Audio.
Holla!
Holla!
Missy put your mouth.
Yeah, I was jamming it, man.
Gotta spit.
We know that ain't right.
I'm gonna spit.
This morning when I got up, I spit huge, disgusting brown loogie.
Nice.
From smoke?
I guess. Yeah. I haven't done that in so long, so I'm obviously smoking too much. I gotta chill back. It was disgusting. I was not happy.
What else are you smoking?
Nothing really.
Crack, meth, pole? No?
No, I might try meth for fun. I'm just playing. I'm back to watching Breaking Bad again, so I'm into that.
Are you really?
Yeah. Nice shit. Starting from the first season again.
Jeez.
I love it. I love it.
Unbelievable.
I'm sad that I never watched it when it was on TV.
You're a super fan.
I am a super fan.
Yeah, science.
Yeah, that's my ringtone.
I know. That's
yeah,
I'm
Mr.
Saying.
White. Yeah, science. I have another one that's his answering machine message.
Oh, yeah.
Leave it at the tone.
It's horrible.
I love Jesse.
Yeah, well, he's not doing too good on his own.
Yeah, I saw.
His movie made like $3.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of sad that like Fast and Furious 6 would beat out like...
Why? It's a way better movie, apparently.
I never saw it. I just thought it was brand new.
I didn't see the last
movie.
One that was in the theater. Wait, or no, the one that's going to be out.
It's 7.
Is it 7? So I did see 6. 6 wasn't bad, actually.
No.
Yeah, I actually thought it was pretty good. It was better than 2. And two, not Japan. Japan one. Yeah, that was fucking terrible.
Yeah, I saw that one too. I didn't like it.
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, those goddamn jets.
Exactly.
Yeah, Andrew.
Me Reiki this car. This car fast.
Horrible.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna go see that movie. That Need for Speed. Is that what it was?
Need
for Speed. Yeah.
It'll be on DVD in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, should have been on DVD the first time.
I don't want to see him in an action movie.
No,
so,
he's not
see
an action
him.
Star.
Yeah, I want to see him in like a fucking romantic comedy or some shit.
He's what? Not funny. He's not a comic.
He's hilarious on Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
he has
not...
great comedic timing. He would be good.
No.
He could be with a female comedian.
I'd rather see fucking Liam Neeson in America.
Love Actually? Isn't that a...
I don't know.
Is he
in a romantic comedy?
Yeah.
There you go. Boom. I have the necessary skills. Marco from Tapoya.
Yeah. Wasn't Andrew Lincoln in that too?
Andrew Lisa?
I don't know who Andrew Lincoln is.
Walking Dead.
Oh, from Walking Dead? Yeah, he was hot as hell in it.
What?
Yeah. Because he was young and he looked different. He was really cute.
Jesus
he had curly
Christ.
Hair, though.
You're a whore.
Because I think someone's hot.
No.
Oh.
You little hoe.
Not at all.
Filthy whore. God, sucking his cock.
God forbid I think someone is good looking.
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
Fuck you.
Jeez.
Stazita putta.
Whatever.
So I gotta ask you again. I'm gonna keep asking you this when we play certain intros.
Okay.
After hearing the intro from tonight, what do you think about that? The whole light leaving the eyes thing. Do you look back at it and be like, what the fuck was I smoking that night?
No, I'm even more discombobulated after watching Sunday night's Cosmos.
What? Wait, no. Forget the Cosmos.
No,
I'm talking about the intro.
It changes that. So yeah, I have different
So you think
that's
possible now, even more? Because
crazy
of Cosmos,
bitch.
Because
yes.
I can tell you right now, Neil deGrasse Tyson doesn't believe in a soul leaving the eyes.
There's just more things.
He's
that I
smart.
Have to...
He would never believe something stupid like that.
Okay, there's just more to it now.
Oh my God, this changes everything.
That did blow my mind.
That was her when she said on the show. This was her when she was on acid.
Oh my God.
God, this changes everything.
Jesus. That's insane. So, now, I mean, I get what you guys are saying. You guys are right. Ovs. But.
Ovs.
Ovs. But.
What the fuck are you
last doing? Week's cosmos has changed the way I think about a lot of things. So, that I have to relook into because of certain things that I watched. So I think it might be possible again.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You really?
Are you fucking really? Retarded? That's the most idiotic
thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
I am not. I'm allowed to believe whatever I want. It's my brain.
Yes, you are.
You are really dumb. For real.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Are you stupid?
I'll take that. Does not make me stupid.
Trump is a fucking cute bastard.
Neil deGrasse Tyson tells me to question everything.
You dumb fuck! You crazy bitch whore!
Come on.
After last week's show, you need to start learning just the regular English language.
What do you mean?
Because the last 20 minutes, you were butchering words.
Really?
You don't remember?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
We were talking about Pangea? Oh, my God.
I was
God.
Trying to read
it
words.
It sounded like you were
didn't...
having a stroke during the show. Multiple strokes.
Gondwanaland.
That did sound like it.
Really?
That was real life?
Yeah.
Cimmerian Super Tyranny Paleogeologic.
What the...
These were words that I had never even
These
seen.
These words are hard as shit.
No shit.
See? They were hard as scientific fucking like Latin words.
Gondwanaland.
That's where I'm taking my next vacation. Gondwanaland.
Gondwanaland.
Oh, God. Esta Baraco.
Oh.
Oh, hey.
I forgot about that. Wait.
See? Esta Baraco.
God damn. What was I even saying?
This one was my favorite, though. The one I just played.
Cimmerian Super Tyranny Paleogeologic.
Cimmerian Super Tyranny Paleogeologic.
Oh, my God. That is...
That's what you're headed for. That's what you're going to sound horrific. Like if you don't stop smoking.
That is horrific.
Really?
Jesus Christ. That's insane.
Gondwanaland.
I do sound like I'm having a stroke.
Gondwanaland.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Oh, man. I was fucking dying listening back to that last week. Oh, my God. I was laughing so hard. I actually listened. I was listening to a couple older shows, like the one where I pulled the intro from.
Mm-hmm.
It was an episode called I Stupid.
Okay.
I recommend it for anyone that hasn't heard it. It is really fun. I laughed the entire fucking show, and there's like three potential intros coming up there.
No.
Because besides talking about the light in the eyes, we talked about robots landing on the fucking moon and other planets.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was unbelievable. I mean, you just kept going and going. You would not stop.
You stupid fucking cunt.
It was nonstop.
I don't remember anything about robots on the moon.
It was very brief.
Okay.
Because I think you realized how crazy that sounded. You stopped.
I know. I'm like,
you completely abandoned it and jumped into something else. Then there was another episode, Time Flies When You're Stupid.
Okay.
That was when we were having the argument about, you were saying, well, time flies when you're having fun, so it moves faster.
Oh, my God.
And I was trying to cut that one down for an intro, but it's
tough.
That was like an hour
and
something.
I remember
and I'm
that.
Like, I need more time to get that down under 3 minutes or under 4 minutes.
Yeah, I remember
but
that.
Man,
one.
I was listening to that, and I was just like, I was pulling every last hair out of my head, even then, like listening back
you're like,
to it.
Missy, shut the fuck up.
I was so frustrated listening to him. I'm like sitting there biting on my fucking. I was like, motherfucker, what are you thinking?
You do. You used to get more mad before back in the day than you do now.
Yeah, I know.
Is that because you're used to it, or
no?
Or you gave up? Or?
No, I had to try new meditation. New meditations.
The blood pressure was going up.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, you did used to get pissed. You were like,
I was getting
frustrated.
Yeah, because it was because you were relentless.
Yeah.
No. Well, that's what I believe. So fuck you guys. Like, basically, that was your attitude. And it was like, no, I saw the light leave the eyes. I don't care what you said. I saw it. I didn't read it. I saw it.
Yeah.
And you're like, didn't you ever see anything die? And I'm like, thinking, what kind of fucking childhood have you had? Like, you know, what, do you live in Baghdad? What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, Lord.
Man, you were so, so fucking aggressive.
Yeah, I'm less aggressive now.
I know.
I was going to say, you've mellowed.
I feel like
area.
Is that wrongfully bad? Tamed.
You did. Damn. It's all your fault.
It's all my fault. I did. Well, that's why I don't get mad anymore. So when you do say something crazy, I encourage it. I want you to keep going. Okay. You know?
But you're helping her because, you know, in
well,
a,
you know,
in
when
a,
I,
it's a group setting.
Putting the show aside, I feel bad because.
You're stunting my creativity.
No,
he's helping you because when you're in a
real world. People, yeah.
Because we're not normal.
I'm worried about you in the real world.
Oh, my God.
Because you don't
God.
Think there is one. You think it's all fantasy.
There is a real world.
Yeah, like the Lunar Inn and Holocaust Land and all those other gems you've said on the show.
Hey, after we did that thing about all the things that guys do, like when girls aren't around, you guys are immature and you do stupid things like that. So I just make the best of my life.
No. Immature and doing stupid things like that is on our own time for nobody to see but us.
You guys act like I go around and I meet strangers at a bar and I go, let's talk about
the moon. No. But you have surrounded yourself with people who have probably sat there and said, you know what? Just let her be. She's like Simple Jack.
Right.
That's so fucked up. That makes it sound like I'm like a pity party for everyone.
No, you're not a pity party. You're just simple.
You're a punchline.
I'm a punchline?
Like when...
I don't believe that. I think people like my creativity.
People laugh behind your back, Missy.
That's bullshit.
No, it's not. We do it all the time.
No, that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
No, it's not.
I think she chose her band of dummies together, and they're probably all think the same.
No, they don't.
They don't?
No.
Oh, they're laughing at you.
Because you've said before, while we were talking about some of the crazy shit you've spouted out, that some of your friends believe you, or believe in that, or something.
It's not that they believe that, or it's that they... Like what I have to say.
We all like what you have to say. Yeah. The problem is you're too serious about it.
Well, I think that you should have gusto behind what you say.
I think you need to pull back on that gusto.
I think that I do a good job of it. It's not like I'm like, hey, boss, let's chat.
Hey, what?
Like my boss or something.
Oh. Yeah, you're fucking fired.
I'm smart. I know you guys think I'm stupid, but I'm smart. I have common sense. I don't walk around talking about everything.
I think you're smart in the sense that you have certain skills. Again, you're like Liam Neeson. You have the necessary skills.
That's right. To get by in life, and that's all I need.
Right. You basically camouflage your craziness from people.
Yeah, and then I show it to certain
people.
But
that's the problem. You're camouflaging your craziness from people.
So?
You're crazy. That's the problem.
It gets worse.
No, shit. I could be crazier in a different way, though. Do you understand? Like, all women are crazy by nature. It's just law.
Yes.
Okay.
But
so,
you take it to a level that even DeGrasse Tyson wouldn't understand.
But I think he would like to have a conversation with me.
I think he would blow his fucking brains out.
I think he would find it intriguing.
And if it were possible, he would pull the trigger more than once.
No, DeGrasse Tyson, let's talk, please.
I would love to hear that.
Tweet me.
Why don't you just tweet him?
I tweet him all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He ignores me. I'm a stalker.
You're not saying nothing stupid, though.
Why don't you see if he has a publicist and try to interview him for the show?
Oh, my God.
That's what you should do.
I know somebody that works in the same building as him.
She ended up being like, remember Chris Farley when he used to interview, like, really?
That was cool.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
was cool.
When, like, Paul McCartney was one, he's like,
oh, yeah.
You remember that time when, yeah, that was awesome. You know, like, that kind of thing. She's going to do the same fucking thing.
I would be well prepared, though.
Yeah, I could just see him storming off that fucking interview.
I'm sick of this shit!
I think I would be interesting. I think he would be intrigued, and he would
fuck off.
He'd be like, I never met anybody this stupid before.
Yeah.
I think he would
like
it.
I'd like to put you in the next segment of Cosmos.
See?
Yeah, on how genetics can go horribly wrong.
I'd like to put you in a straitjacket.
Listen, everybody lives in their own reality. I like my reality. It's all gravy.
But it's not
reality. Yeah, and if you talk that kind of shit to him, that fucking slang that you use, he's going to hang up on you.
Just because he's black doesn't mean he's
black. Yeah, exactly, because he's not black.
I feel like we have a connection.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, yeah. Your cable into the TV. That's about it.
Yeah, don't say that to him because he's definitely gonna run away.
I'm not in a stalker psycho way.
Can you imagine
how it sounds like?
Can you imagine? So, what do you look like then? Like, you know, he's like asking her questions. How big are your titties?
Yeah.
How big
he's
are your,
still a man, even if he's really smart.
How big are your asteroids? I want to dangle my planets in your face.
Oh my god.
I'd love to see your moon balloons.
Oh my god.
How would you like to taste my meteor shower?
Ew. That's disgusting. I don't look at him in a sexual way.
Have you ever done it in a black hole? Would you give it up for him?
No, I'm not having sex with him.
You should.
Goodbye.
No.
Interview's over.
Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson has said multiple times on Cosmos,
"You want me to drag my sack across your face?"
That
tell him the Lunar Inn story.
That I want people. To bury you. Yeah, I think he would get a kick out of it. He seems like he has a sense of humor.
He does have a sense of humor, but he would probably have you put down.
If no, he wouldn't.
Or committed.
Question everything. He says it a million times.
Yeah, but also in his questioning, there's also logic, which you lack completely.
I feel like for every like five things of no logic, I have like one thing of logic.
That's like the positive negative rule. You shouldn't rely on that.
Yeah, but if I don't,
not in life, no.
If I tell you 100 compliments and I say one bad thing about you, what are you going to remember?
The good stuff, probably.
Right. So if you give me one logical thing and you give me five illogical things, what do you think I'm going to remember?
The logical.
No, the illogical.
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, but that's you.
Really? So if she says one smart thing on this show in 4 years...
I'll have a heart attack and die.
But will you remember it compared to all the shit she said?
Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. No. That's the point.
Duh. If she starts making sense, mm-hmm. we're going to move on to something else.
Yeah, we're going to get rid of her.
Yeah. Nobody wants her to make sense.
I feel like I make sense. I just have a terrible delivery.
Well, I wouldn't say delivery. I think you definitely do mix your words in your mind before they... I don't think there's a connection between your brain and your mouth.
Probably not.
Yeah, yeah. They're not firing up the synapses.
Right.
They might have got severed.
Got severed.
I don't know.
Yeah. I would pay money for a ticket to watch a conversation between the two of you.
Absolutely.
So would I.
There's probably the smartest man on the planet and the dumbest fucking the dumbest creature.
I think a lot of people would like that. Did you just call me a creature?
Did I?
Yes.
Freudian slip. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you're a goddess.
I am a white trash goddess.
Thanks for the soundbite.
I like that. I'm a self-proclaimed white trash goddess.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
But that would be actually interesting, because I'd love to see this guy just every second he's ever like spent on learning and reading and researching. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see it all go out the window in a fit of rage when he calls her.
Absolutely.
You know?
I don't think he would be rage-filled.
Really?
Oh, no.
My God, I think he'd lose his fucking mind. He would lose his mind.
I don't feel like he's an angry person.
It's not about being angry. It's how you would frustrate him to death.
Why would I frustrate him? He could just say, Missy, no. No, no. X, Y, Z. And then I would go, da, 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 da.
I think we should make it happen.
I really wish that could happen, but
so do I.
I mean, he would be, oh, that's a
no,
tough,
there's
tough
no
guy.
Way. There's no way. He's A-lister right now.
A-list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's A squared right now because of his show is like fucking ratings juggernaut.
Oh yeah, it's on like 18 channels. Mm.
So it's a pipe dream, but we can dream.
Yeah, I'd be so nervous.
Or we could just find somebody that does a good impression of him.
Yeah. He's almost like a Michael Nutter, but not so nerdy. Not that nerdy sounding.
I gotta
you
listen
know?
To him.
Oh yeah. My god, he's so good. His podcast is awesome.
So he's very passionate about
passionate,
science.
Well spoken.
And
very
he's
well
funny. Spoken.
Yeah.
He was good on O&A. I mean,
you think everybody's fucking funny.
He has a very
now
intelligent.
Now I feel like I'm not funny.
He's an you have a completely different kind of sense of humor. Mm. He's intelligent.
I farted.
He's but, like witty.
Oh, I took that as a shot.
You're witty. You're good with quips. What?
Did she say quick?
Quips. Quips.
Nestle quick.
Nestle quick.
Quips.
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 Cheese.
Right?
Quips.
Is that it? Am I saying the word wrong?
Yeah, you're quips, saying yeah. it right. You're
fuck
you're
you.
Fine. No, you are. You're saying it right. Quips.
Why did you make fun of me then?
Because we just didn't expect that. He started laughing. I started laughing.
I couldn't chain help reaction. It, man. Quips.
Chain reaction.
You're good with the quips.
Yeah, you're good with the quips. Yeah. Quip pro quo.
You're really, really good with the quips.
I look up, she's like burning a hole.
She's eyeballing you.
Good God, I felt the heat, man. Too.
What?
You were no. just eyeballing. Do you realize you were staring at him?
Yeah.
If you were allowed one question face-to-face with Neil deGrasse Tyson, what would it be?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Well,
I would have to think about
off
it.
Off the top of your head.
Off the top of your head. I mean, real it doesn't quick. Necessarily have to be. What's one of the laundry list of questions you have? Just name one.
Oh, my God.
Your head's going to explode.
Yeah,
so no. much. I would ask him, like, physiological or
what?
I would ask
Time's
him
up.
I would ask him something stupid. I would ask him like what his favorite book was.
Physiological.
No. You can't ask him like a hot like no.
But I feel like that could you be have... the answer to the universe.
This is why I think you're
you Ding.
No, ask him like a scientific question, not his favorite things.
Okay,
like don't ask him his favorite book, because if he fucking says 50 Shades of Grey, you're fucked.
I would be so sad if he said that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So why would you waste a question
That's
like
true.
That?
That's true. Not a personal question.
Right.
If I found it offensive, I would right. probably stop liking
yep.
him.
Yep.
I guess I would ask him if he thinks that we're ever going to see past the Big Bang. Because we just found the Big
if
Bang.
If we're ever going to... Oh, yeah, I'm confused by the question. If we're ever going to see past the Big Bang, I don't
yeah.
understand what that means.
They just proved that the Big Bang happened because they saw it under a microwave scope or whatever.
Right, yeah.
And Bing. I would... and he said that that before the Big Bang, they're speculating that it came from something this big.
Like a marble.
Yeah.
Like the size of a marble.
So I would want to see, like, do you think that there's going to be anything... If we're ever going to see past that marble.
So you,
and if they had theories and what they were going on. Because nobody ever talks about that. Like, all you can see now is the aftermath lights and of the Big Bang happening, but you can't see before
you,
the
you
Big Bang.
You want to see what happened before, what's going on before.
Yeah.
So your question to him would be, will we see anything past the Big Bang?
Yeah, like past it.
Yes.
All right, time's up. You're done. No more.
Well, I would want more to that than just yes.
See, that's what I mean. You have to like...
I feel like he's somebody that doesn't answer in a yes or no form. So I think that it would be like, yes, X, Y, Z. You know what I mean? Like, I think
Well, Missy, let me put it this way. And he starts rubbing his chin. He's like, mm-hmm. You're fucking crazy.
Are you fucking crazy?
And I would like to know if there's other, like, since there's other galaxies and things like that, if they think that there's, like, another galaxy that mirrors our galaxy, and then that if there's another Earth, and it's, like, the past Earth, and, like, things like that, like, if you could see into the past.
Yes, that's right. That's correct.
Like, if you could go to Earth when dinosaurs roamed and shit like that.
Hmm. Oh my God.
My brain melts.
Yeah, all of ours does.
Like this week's
every Thursday night
is crazy.
Yeah. I've honestly exhausted. For the past month my head's always been hurting when I leave
just
here
listening.
On Thursday
yeah.
night.
And I would want to know if he ever went to that like super I don't remember the name of it, like Quasicono.
Quasicono, oh, yeah,
Cimmerian, Super Tyranny, Paleogeologic.
The neutron, like, trap in Japan, if he ever went to that and, like, got to look in it or anything.
I don't know. You could ask him.
Gondwanaland.
If he's ever gotten to be able to, like, see into the past.
See into the past.
Yeah, like, if, I don't know if it's, like, you know... Yeah. You know how there's like there's Area 51 and then you can see like aliens and shit like that? Like,
no. I know I've heard of Area 51,
well,
but I don't think you can see aliens there.
No, like I think it's speculation that aliens are there or whatever. Like in like
yeah,
Independence
it's,
Day.
Yeah, there's yeah, okay.
And I would want to see like if they have like a black hole like door that they can like walk through and like go into the past.
That's what you're going to ask him.
No, I would ask him a million questions.
Don't you think if that was actually possible, he'd have already been doing it like crazy and be talking? That would be the first thing he'd be talking about. That's the most interesting fucking thing ever, ever to come out of human history.
Especially if he was the one.
If there was a fucking, like,
the government might control
parallel universes.
Yeah.
That would be the first thing anyone would talk about if that actually existed. So, no, that doesn't exist.
Well, don't you think that they would, like, not talk about, like, let's say, like, he goes and he looks through all these telescopes and shit like that. How did they never see aliens? Do you know what I mean? Like, this might be stuff that they don't talk about. But they might not talk about it.
Well, now you're kind of mixing in conspiracy, that they're hiding it.
No, like, I would ask him because I would want, like, if it was, like, personally.
Why wouldn't he talk about it if he found it? He doesn't belong to the government.
Maybe they...
So it is a conspiracy, then.
Well, he works for a museum, so isn't that government?
No.
Museums are government.
No, not necessarily, no.
I'm pretty sure that they are.
No. There's certain telescopes that may be owned by the government, but they're not necessarily in a museum. They're at actual government
facilities. Yeah, but his, like, 9-to-5 job, he works in a museum.
That's not government-owned.
Are you sure?
Yeah, why would it be government-owned?
Because I thought museums, zoos, things like that were government-owned.
No.
How come when they had that lockout or that day off for everybody, everything was closed? Because they said no non-essential government employees couldn't work that day.
Zoos were open?
Yeah, zoos were
not open.
I don't know about that.
Zoos were open?
No, they weren't.
All right, Missy.
They weren't open.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Zoos weren't open. Museums weren't open. Parks weren't open.
Okay, so what you're saying is that Neil deGrasse Tyson is a government employee, and he's not allowed to talk about
aliens. He could be, I'm saying. Like, if it was a personal talk, me and him, I would say, hey, can you tell me
this? He could also be a transvestite, but we'll never fucking know.
But if I was concerned about him being a transvestite, I would ask him, hey, are you a transvestite?
Whoa, transvestite!
Do you know what I mean? It's like stuff that I would be interested in, and maybe I could get him high. And
giggity-giggity. Giggity-goo.
Yeah, you're stretching. You're stretching a lot.
I feel like...
You feel like what?
I don't know. I'm not trying to go conspiracy theory, but I would ask him, like, hey, what do you think?
I think he'll just tell you the generic answer, anything's possible.
Well, I would hope that we would be friendlier than that.
Yeah, but you're going to have to flop a tit out if you really want some fucking good, you know, info. But he's not... here's my thing, okay? And I don't know, you guys chime in and let me know if you agree or disagree. Mm-hmm. But don't you think if even one person had proof of extraterrestrial beings?
Yes.
Or even like, you know... Yeah, like time travel or parallel universe doors or whatever. Don't you think that would, in this day and age of the technology and the social media, don't you think that kind of shit would leak out?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't know. It's tough to say.
The government, though, is sneaky.
Yeah.
The government is sneaky, but they don't cover their ass very well. I mean, look at all the shit that's happened in the past 20, 25 years. They don't cover themselves that fucking well. You know? I mean, they hide it at first, but then eventually comes out.
If there's aliens, they've done a good job of hiding that.
Well, if you go by Area 51, it's a fucking dot in the middle of a desert.
It's a military, you know.
I mean, just like HAARP. You know, they have one day a year where they let the public go in and look around, but they close all the fucking doors to every room because they don't want them to see the videos of what actually happens or, like, important information. I wonder why that is.
Because they're doing something wrong.
They're doing something that probably the public wouldn't approve of.
Yeah.
And they just don't want to let them know because they figure it's none of your fucking business. But if that's the case, don't let people in. Well, even if it's one day a year. Just keep it closed. You're never allowed to go into fucking Area 51 into the fucking back rooms or the underground shit.
No.
So why the fuck would you open it to public and just tease them with some shit?
I don't
drive people nuts that way.
And plus it's like...
I smell aliens. You smell it? I smell alien shit. What?
Plus, it's in the middle of Alaska.
HAARP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you say Area 51?
No, it's like, it's Nevada in Palin's backyard. Right?
Along with Russia.
Where is Area 51? It's in Nevada, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I would definitely ask him about if they have, like, any thing of going to see that. like the Big Bang before the Big Bang.
Mm. As far as the other stuff we were just talking about, that should answer any concerns you guys had about me taming her.
Oh, yeah.
It's obviously
not
worked.
Untamable.
She's untamable. She went right into the whole looking in time. And
yeah, she's stupid.
I'm not stupid.
You know she's right here, right?
No, I'm not stupid.
You big dumb bitch.
Not stupid. God damn it.
Where was it you graduated from again? The University of Duh.
Shut up.
Fucking retarded? What the hell's the matter with you?
I didn't.
Oh, man. I got a headache already. Does that mean the show's over? Oh, aneurysm.
Still got an hour and 20 minutes.
I know.
To go.
Man, fucking headache to Robin. Good God.
Yeah, she lost me like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I was gone 15, 20 minutes ago. Sorry, miss. It just gets.
Don't be sorry.
Sometimes you just do
don't
that.
Be sorry.
I'm not that interested in it, though, also.
Okay. Don't be sorry.
I'm very interested in it.
That's good.
And I'm interested in things that I don't know about, and then coming up with crazy ideas, because, and then, like, being proven wrong, or being proven right, or anything. I want to question everything.
Okay, but bottom line, don't you think it's better to have a, like, solid foundation of actual correct knowledge before you start shooting out crazy fucking questions
and theories?
Well,
that's what I'm getting at,
But what my point is like, don't you think you should, like, be more knowledgeable, as you would put it.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I get that.
I think you're trying to tame her.
No. I'm trying to get this out, but she keeps fucking saying, yeah, I do it. No, I don't care about that. Like, don't you think if you knew a little bit more about space and science and time and stuff like that, then you can start asking crazy questions?
Yes.
Then jumping right to... It's like going to a movie and just jumping right to the end. Like, forget everything that happens in the middle or the beginning. I just want to see the end.
Right, and I agree with you, and yeah. That's what I'm trying to do.
You're very impatient with it.
It's very hard, and it's a lot of information.
It is, but you don't have to read all of it. But if you get a good grasp of things that interest you,
yeah,
and you like, you know, do it in specific like orders. That way, say you write a little schedule for yourself. Like Monday, I'm going to learn about the planets.
Right.
And then Tuesday, and every Monday you learn about planets. Every Tuesday you learn about time travel, if that's something you want to read about. Whatever. Yeah. Not that it's real, but something. So that way you get a better idea of everything, and then you could start questioning things that you're just learning.
Absolutely, I agree with
but
that.
But now it's like, without knowing most of it, you're like, well, you know, he's looking through 12 telescopes at once. How does he not see back in time? I mean, it's like, that's crazy shit. I mean, that's... You gotta like understand the inner workings of like what he's seeing, how it works, and you know.
You can only see so far.
Right, exactly. I mean.
I know they can only see to the Big Bang now, they said.
Well, yeah, which
I don't know the facts. Yeah.
No, what she means by that is the outer edge of, right. of I guess this universe right. is what they call
yeah.
it. Yeah. So like you see like all the nebulas and all the little galaxies, and then at some point, there's, like, it's all crammed right. together, like all these little dots and swirls and everything. Right. Like, picture it like that if you're looking yeah. at it. And then after that, it's kind of like more dark.
Right.
So it's like, that's the edge of basically our universe, you could say.
Yeah. I mean, if there
it's,
are
it's
aliens,
really mind boggling. I mean, it could really fuck your head up if you yeah. try to wrap your head around it.
It's extremely,
but you're never gonna, you're probably never gonna get any of the answers you're
exactly.
You're
I mean, not in your lifetime, not in our lifetime. It's very difficult. I mean, look how long it took to get to this point.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like,
hell yeah.
I mean, I got other questions that he could never answer. Like, I'd be like, hey, who killed Kennedy? Can you go back in time and tell me that one? I'm curious. I just want to know.
If he could go back in time, do you think he'd be doing what he's doing now? He'd be a fucking rock star.
Yep. He would have killed, what's his name, Hugh Hefner and took his spot.
No shit.
But he has a love of science.
But he would have, he would have had a love of pussy instead. He would have been the real ladies' man. Yeah, well, that is disgusting.
The look of it, the taste of it, the smell of it, the texture.
Oh, shit.
Listen, I'm just starting to learn stuff on Earth that I was never aware of, okay?
Where have you been before this?
So, like, everything in space is, like, foreign to me right now. It's always something that... It's
supposed to be, though. You know yeah, that, right?
But everything... It's always interests me, and I've always been fascinated by it. But now I'm, like, I want to know what the fuck is going on.
With?
Everything.
Yeah,
and I got...
That's a lot.
And so my brain... I'm trying to focus on cosmos, but, like... Oh my God, it's so much information.
Okay, so as you were talking about the Big Bang and everything and the outer edge of it, you see all that crap that's in there, that's us and everything else? All right, imagine that as your brain, okay?
Okay.
Condense it down to just
Earth. Okay.
And just concentrate on that. Not literally Earth. I'm saying things that you can actually micromanage and not fucking warp out when you try to understand it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I needed then this last episode to fuck me up.
Once you get that shit down, the easy shit, the shit that's been around for a long time, that's plenty of books and info on.
Like the color then, thing with the sun that I was talking about last week.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
But I mean, that's just a side. It's basically a footnote of other stuff you can learn from light, you know, and how far light travels and, you know, whatever. You can get to that as you learn the major shit. That's like a nice side note.
What do you think I should start with then?
I'm not saying specifically. Okay. I'm just saying don't try to fucking jump ahead of shit when you're not even sure the stuff that's actually known, that's factual. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I gotcha.
Learn the factual stuff, and then once you get that down, then you start questioning what's possible and what's like not proven. Like, is this possible? Because you're, like I said, you're jumping to the climax of the movie. So you don't even know how it started. What's in the middle, you know, the characters, just jump into the very end. Like, I just want to see what happens at the end. You know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
See? You just want to walk around with the answer sheet.
Pretty much.
You don't want to know the questions, you just want the answer sheet.
I'm like, yes, I know everything. The end.
It's A.
Could you imagine?
It's A.
It's A.
Hey!
Did you say A or hey?
Hey.
Oh.
Are we done with this conversation?
Yeah, we can stop.
God.
We can stop.
Jesus.
Sorry.
You sound upset about it. If you want to keep going, go ahead.
Mm. Oh, I just hate, like, seeing her float into space, so to speak, like that.
Why? Why do you think it's floating into space?
It's never going to change.
Because you're missing out, and you don't even realize it.
Do you feel like you know a lot about space?
No, absolutely not. No, I know more from watching Star Wars than I do from fucking science class, honestly.
Okay.
And that's not saying that that's good. I'm I'm just saying I know nothing about it. But because I'm not as interested in it as you are, I don't exactly, I'm not infatuated with it. No, well, yeah, I guess I don't. Yeah. But I'm not infatuated with it like you are. So that's the difference. So I'm saying if you're infatuated with something, learn the basics and work your way up, and then you get to that point. But you're like, you're just scratching the surface, and then you're just like, all right, fuck this noise. Let's go back in time. I want to see what Pluto looked like before it fucking
it wasn't a planet anymore.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting. Trying to figure out the moon and shit first.
There you go. That's a good start. The moon, it's closer.
I stayed up.
It's 3 days.
You can like 4 o'clock
in 3 days.
I stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning the other day to try and see that blood moon.
You know what? I did wake up to take a piss. It was like 2:30 and I looked out. It was too cloudy. I couldn't see a fucking thing.
I was in the woods, and then from like 10 o'clock to like 1:30, 1:45, it was beautiful and clear.
Really?
And then fucking all these clouds came in. You were supposed to be able to see it between like 2 and 3.
Right.
And all these
Did
fucking clouds.
Yeah, I thought I heard something.
They came in and fucking fucked it up. I was so pissed.
I tell you what though.
I was freezing my fucking ass
the
off.
The blood moon you posted on Facebook was pretty fucking
yeah, yeah, that was
that
very
was
funny.
Awesome. Now that's a blood moon.
Yeah, I thought I laughed my ass off when I read
it. I was expecting
that,
to see the Sean Jackson and Aaron Hernandez on the side taking fucking pictures.
Oh my God. But yeah, so I guess I start with our solar system.
Yeah, why not? Don't you want to know about that? It's boring, right?
It is boring.
Because it's been around forever.
Okay, like I remember learning about it as a kid, and I was like, bored by it.
You want to conquer new territory, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to... But see, that's something Neil deGrasse Tyson does every day of his life.
I know.
But you know why? Because he knows everything else that he's supposed to know.
He's very smart.
That's the difference.
I know.
And that's why I said he put a bullet in his brain, if you guys had a conversation.
I think he would want to guide me in the right direction, though.
He probably would. He'd be like,
yeah, right into a wall.
Touch your toes. Yep. Bend down, touch your toes.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to guide you.
Right. Whatever.
Here's the direction. Go down south.
Oh, my God, Chris. You're a perv.
I was talking about that's what he would have said.
Yeah, that's what he would
I know, that's perverted.
It's not perverted.
I'm not going to suck Neil deGrasse Tyson's dick.
You should.
I'm not going to.
Maybe
that'll be the smartest thing you ever had.
Yeah, no shit. part is the urine in you?
No, not doing
Let
it.
Let me ask you this. Would you consider having his baby? Imagine that. Imagine that fucking kid. You ever see Two-Face from Batman?
One extreme to the other. Yeah.
One side's completely paralyzed. With
Actually, that is a good idea.
That's a great experiment right
there. Yeah, that is a good idea.
Half that kid's fucking retarded. The other half is a fucking genius.
He's a genius with Down syndrome.
Yeah. That would be pretty awesome.
Down with the syndrome.
Down with the syndrome.
Syndrome of a Down.
Oh, my God. I like that picture.
What if he had all the answers you were looking for in his semen, and all you had to do was swallow it?
Yeah, what if his... What
do
if
I
his,
know that for a fact?
Hold on a second. What if his spunk
No, he
made
tells you that, but you're
no,
leaving me smart.
No, what if his spunk made you smart?
What do you mean?
Like, if you take it in...
If he said it on Cosmos, you'd fucking believe it.
That you don't understand, but you can fucking understand telescopes looking back to the future.
But listen, am I just taking his word for it?
You take his word for everything else he says.
He's regurgitating facts.
And you'd be regurgitating his scum.
I wouldn't... That sounds like a line.
Trust me, it doesn't work. Yeah, like what if that were the case? What if you ingesting his sperm can give you like brains, like real smart, super smart, like Mensa smart, like him?
Either that or get your IQ over 70.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Look, if I had to, if
what?
I
no. no,
hold on a second. If I could, if I had to like eat out Rosie O'Donnell's pussy to be like, you know,
funnier.
Well. Ba-dum. Okay, funnier. All right, funny. I was going to say, if it was going to make me look good or whatever, I'd fucking do it.
What do you mean? So, wait, you would eat out Rosie O'Donnell if
I'm
it
just
was going to make you better looking?
No, no, I'm saying, like, better in general at anything.
If she had the pussy of youth. And he,
yeah, yes.
And he...
Yeah, and it made me like fucking 20 years younger or
thinner and 80,
thinner,
800
yeah,
pounds lighter.
800 pounds lighter.
Who would do it?
Yeah,
eight
inches bigger.
Yeah. It would make you just fat, not really, really
right.
fat.
Right. If she can knock down two reallys, I'd do it.
I wouldn't want to cheat, so no, I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't want to cheat?
Not for smarts.
She just want to stay stupid?
I don't think I'm stupid.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Do you think retarded people think they're retarded?
No, they think they're special.
She's asking an honest question.
They think they're special.
But do you think they know that they're retarded?
Missy?
No. I'm saying in general. It's a general question. Like anybody. Yeah. Do you think that retarded people know they're retarded?
I think they think they're special. That's what their parents tell them.
Fuck what their parents tell them.
They believe what their parents say.
I'm saying what they're actually thinking.
I don't know.
Because they can figure shit out for themselves too.
They have to know. They're going to different schools and not, you know.
Yeah.
You have to know. They have to
How
know
do you
something.
Know that if you don't
Why
know anything else?
Why do you think that
else?
Term special came from? Because they're basically singled out from society and have to go to special
yeah,
schools.
Yeah, but if they don't know they're anything called, different, then they probably
They do
think
know that. Everything. They do know different shit. They see their parents are fucking normal and they're fucked up. It's not like they look in a funhouse mirror every morning when they wake up. Good to be. I didn't brush my teeth in a funhouse mirror.
Hi, Chris.
But they see all the kids playing outside, and they're not allowed to.
Why aren't fucking retarded kids allowed to play outside?
Because they got retard strength, and they'll fucking hurt
the
other kids.
They can roll buses over.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know, maybe he's 29 years old. He's got a
they
diaper.
They go into beast mode and fucking.
Why do they got to
put
diaper?
Holes in walls and shit?
Why do you got a diaper?
You
on?
Ever see that Prader-Willi disease? What that those kids do?
No.
You know what that is?
No.
It's a neurological disorder where the stomach never tells the brain that it's full.
Okay.
So they're constantly hungry. And you're talking about these fucking 600-pound fucking
yeah.
kids, basically, that are so they won't they'll actually eat their own hand if there's no food around for a certain amount of time. This is what they do.
Okay.
Well, there was actually a special on this, right? And this fucking kid had to be restrained by his mother, his father, his uncle, neighbors, because the ice cream truck drove by, and he tried to barrel outside the fucking wall. No lie.
Fuck.
He tried to run through the fucking wall like 3 times, and he was getting through. He was getting through. They had to tackle his fucking ass.
The Eagles should fucking sign him and play the
No shit. If they paint that football like a hoagie, that kid's going to sack the quarterback every fucking time. But they're fucking strong. They're unbelievably strong.
You sure that's not a story from your memoirs?
No, it's not.
All right, just
making
sure.
No,
they're really, really fat.
No, the difference between me and that kid is I'm not retarded. So what I do is at nighttime I follow that fucking truck home, and when he goes inside, I just break in the truck, take what I want. You know,
fuck you! You ate all the food.
Put it in the fucking freezer in the garage,
yeah, man. You go to ice cream cakes.
Right, I ain't stupid.
Ice cream sandwiches.
Right.
I'm hungry.
So what I'm gathering from this conversation is that you guys really think I'm retarded.
No.
All right.
The question was, do you think retarded people, not you, do you think retarded people know that they're retarded, literally retarded?
I think.
You say they think they're special. Okay, that's fine.
I think it depends.
I think they know they're different.
They do.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm saying, do they know exactly what they are?
No, I don't think so.
That's what I'm asking.
I think it depends.
Okay.
I
can't say you're wrong.
No, I grew up with people that had retards. Like
grew up with retards?
I had a friend that had a sister, and she was retarded, and she had Down syndrome. And
she's got Down syndrome. Yeah. I work with retards.
And she was aware of what was wrong with her. Like, she knew that she was different and special.
Forehead like a drive-in movie theater.
No, that's weird. It's like she didn't, which is weird. Because everybody always said that, and I always get confused.
I guess if somebody explains it to them, sure.
That's the thing. Like, if you have, like, faith in your kid, like, I think it depends on the parent.
Well, it's kind of obvious, though, if you're walking by a yard full of kids and...
You try to eat the dirt.
Well, I was going to say, you walk by a yard full of kids and you see kids playing on swings and then one kid's like face deep in fucking sandbox eating it, you know, and then coming up like, you know, with like shit in his hands. Like, obviously the kid's different.
Yeah.
Do parents, I know through my experience when I've seen them, why do they dress their kids funny?
When they're retarded?
Yes.
So everybody knows.
Yeah. That's they put horrible. Oshkosh Bagosh on them. They're 15 years old.
Right. And they
got overalls.
They put zips. Like,
again, totally different experience.
Well, that's because they can't tie their shoe.
Well, the parents got to take care of them anyway.
Spaghetti. No. That's probably to make it easier on them, you know?
Yeah, I
get exactly what you're fucking saying. I know exactly what you're saying. They have, like, safety harnesses for just the clothes that they wear.
God forbid. Yeah. You try to make it as normal as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I would if that was me.
Yeah, I know. You'd probably dress your kid up with...
I'd throw some J's on them.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, you're just dressing up.
Well, you spend all that money on them sneakers. The next day he comes home, half of them are gone because he ate them.
And that's probably why. That's probably why. They probably scuffed
the
them.
The Jordans are yummy, Daddy. Can I get another pair of mine?
Salt.
You guys have had some weird experiences.
I've worked with retards.
Like, were they hospitalized?
I actually had to go. I was at Rowan one day while I was in high school. I was in.
Oh, yeah, you told that story. You did you painted their faces.
I had to paint their faces.
Yeah.
All the retards from South Jersey showed up at Rowan. The whole fucking college was filled with fucking retards.
Okay.
And a select few of us, I was just doing it to get out of fucking school for the day. Little did I know, I was going back to school to work with retards. And it was unbelievable. I mean, did I feel bad for them? Sure I did. Of course I felt bad for them.
Fucking retards.
Not their choice to be born like
that. Yeah.
You know, obviously their parents shouldn't have fucking made it. And that's what happened. But some of them, though, they really can be like your cat. A pain in the ass sometime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no different with retards. They could be a pain in the fucking ass, you know? When you're drawing on their face and they're slobbering all over the fucking place, I don't get mad, but when they start spitting it because they're trying to make bubbles with their own spit, yeah, guess what? I'm a little mad about that, you know? It's fucked up. So what I'm saying is it is not an easy experience to deal with retarded people. And I know the word's not PC, but this show isn't PC.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
far from
retarded is.
Word.
Yes. Fucking retards.
Because you're a fucking...
I work with retards.
Exactly. I worked with retards. Shit's not easy, man. Not only that.
No way.
Not only that, when I was working in a department store and those fucking assholes, those big fat black women that don't feel like staying in the fucking place where they basically it's like a kindergarten for retards. They decide to take, put them in the fucking, you know, road short trip. Bus
yep.
and take them to the fucking store oh, yeah. so the black women can shop and the retards could run around the store like fucking assholes. And I think I told the story on the air that one kid fucking started punching the glass. What's that? And I was like, yo, easy, easy. Cause you can almost hear like a crackle. You know, what's that? And his fucking hand, I don't know what was on his finger. He was smearing it all over the glass. It was like
probably boogers.
Brown and yellow and green.
Yeah,
and
I'm it probably like, was boogers.
Yeah. Yeah. It was boogers, shit and piss. It was fucking wiping on the, and I'm like, oh, come on, dude. Like I was even saying it to him. I lost my cool. I was like, come on, dude. Like trying to talk to him like, you know, man to man, man to gorilla, man to beast, whatever, creature. You know, and he looks up at me and he has that one, he's got glasses on. One lens is probably like the telescopes that Neil deGrasse Tyson mm-hmm. uses, where he could probably see space with that one lens. And the other one, it's like half gone, and there's like tape
really,
over
you
half
can't
of it.
Converse with them?
No, you really? Can't. You know, and one eye is like this big, the other eye is like that big.
What, was it in a case? Something in a case?
Yeah, it was jewelry.
Oh, Jesus!
It was a jewelry case.
He didn't put his hand through it.
That's what I'm saying. Can I see that? Can I see that one? And I'm like, no.
I can imagine.
I kept saying, no, I can't. Sorry. How about that one? How about that one? How about that one? I'm like, oh.
I can picture you. Right?
My God. My face was turning purple. I wanted to fucking break this kid's neck. Easy. Easy. It was not easy.
No, not at all.
It was the opposite of easy.
You know what? I'm better man than me because I wouldn't do it.
Except for that one kid that had his headphones on. He was the only one that was, he must have had something going on in there that kept him calm. Because all he did was, like, look down and stay still. And I'm like, that's the way they should all be. Who knows what the fuck he was listening to. Probably Cosmos.
Something to keep him calm.
Drop your pants. Which they did. The one kid did. Running through the store. No pants. No underwear. Sneakers only. He fucking kicked off his shorts somewhere. Nobody could find him. And he had his fucking underwear in his hand. And he's running through the store. And this fucking dope is just... No one's... You think these two fucking guardians would do something about it? No. The one chick's checking out her plus-size dress that she's looking at. And the other one, God knows where the fuck
she's
at. So
what about his families? What about if I have my kid in there?
Well, that's the thing.
And
there were people...
And the retards like
there were
going,
people leaving the store because they were just like, no.
But they don't know anybody. What about if they you know... They can
start
hurt
wiping
somebody.
Her ass with someone's dress.
Something.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, they're out of control.
But you, if you were there with your kid and a retard's trying to
all right,
play rough with
him, I'd take him right out. Take him right out.
Well, if
it's dangerous. It's dangerous. What do you mean?
What about if you're all the way in the back of the store and a retard's kind of got you cornered?
Got me cornered?
Yeah, you and your kid.
Oh, you tuck the kid like a football and you just fucking...
Go throw him?
You just stiff arm him, dude. Try to anyway.
Yeah.
You know, a little juke and jive. I don't think they're that quick.
No, they're just strong.
They're just strong, right. Yeah, so you could probably juke around them and, you know, give them a little head fake. Or maybe do one of those, like, old school basketball moves where you throw the kid over him and then you go behind him and catch him and you just run the other direction.
Just give him a fucking stiff arm. Right in the face.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just, you know.
You might have a little slobber on your hand, but
whatever.
You can get over that.
As long as the kid's safe.
Gotta get
that's all
the
that
kid
matters.
Safety.
Right.
Well, you're in a department store. Just wrap a shirt around your hand so you don't get the slobber on it.
There you go.
Just grab the South.
And if
Paul
you're in a department Paul. Store with a toy or sports section, you grab a fucking helmet and a bat.
That's it.
You swing your way out.
You might even be able just to throw the toy and they run after.
Tie your kid to your back. He gets your back like he's swinging the other way. And you're swinging frontwards.
It's like having Yoda.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like having a Yoda backpack. Oh, man.
That's funny.
That's some funny shit.
Want to take a break?
Yeah.
9:04.
Yeah, let's do that.
You all right with that, miss?
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that they're 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic'd. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
What are these days?
Wait,
have a heart attack?
Exciting deals? Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, we're back.
Hey now!
Hey now! Good evening. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. That was a nice little freezing cold break.
Mm, yeah.
The weather's insane here.
Fucking hate it.
It snowed the other day.
Let me ask you, the other day, when the first cold day we had 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
and the day before was like 68 degrees or something like that.
Gorgeous.
Right, so when you went to bed that night, it was kind of mild out. It wasn't like, it wasn't warm, but I mean, it wasn't hot, but it wasn't cold. It was
right.
mild. So I left my windows open.
Same.
I went to bed and I was like, yeah, it was comfortable. You know, I woke up and I felt like I slept a year, like a whole fucking 2 seasons. I'm like, holy shit, I just came out
like
of hibernation.
You were hibernating?
Yeah, it was nuts, man. I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know. I was like, man, I already put my fucking pants away. I was like,
yeah.
Find them.
Sunday, I went down the shore.
Right? It was,
yeah.
It was gorgeous this
it was
weekend.
Gorgeous.
Yo, I got so fucking hammered on Saturday.
That's awesome.
All day, we kept making up drinks with the. We had a full bottle of vodka, full bottle of rum, and we were making frozen drinks all day,
oh,
sitting on the deck. We went through pina coladas, daiquiris, you name it, we did it. We drank everything. We killed an entire bottle of vodka and rum in not even a day and a half.
Just you and your girl?
That's it.
Fucking A.
I know.
Let's go work.
Damn.
Like if she had fruit in the house, we were like blending fruit with the fucking alcohol.
That next, sounds good.
Yeah.
That does sound good.
Dude, watermelon crushes. They're like the best.
Awesome.
Vodka and just like a shit ton of watermelon in a blender with some ice.
I cut up watermelon, and I put it in a Tupperware bowl,
uh-huh.
and then I fill it with fucking cherry vodka, and then I wait for it
nice.
To suck it up, and yep. then I eat it, and you get shit-faced.
That's better than Jello shots right
oh
there.
Oh, my God. And, like, you bring it to a barbecue, and you just sit there
fucking,
all day in the
fucking
sun.
Fucking right.
Fucking awesome.
See?
I love drinking.
Now, that's something you know a lot about, I can tell.
Oh, I love drinking,
now,
man.
I'm right in your fucking alley now.
Yeah. I'm a big drinker. I like it a lot. I was just... And this is... Disclaimer. I had no idea. So this is probably going to make me sound like an even bigger idiot. I had no idea that Bailey's was whiskey.
Okay, but it's... You mean Bailey's Irish Cream?
Bailey's Irish Cream
yeah,
is
it's,
cream
it's,
and whiskey
it,
mixed
yeah,
together.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I was drinking in my room last night by myself.
But that shit's good, though.
And
I don't even
drink,
like whiskey. That's
I like
good.
I yeah. drink Bailey's straight.
Yeah.
On
ice.
On
ice.
In a
yeah.
cup.
That's what I do.
And I love it. And I drink it. I have a humongous bottle, and every I just drink it until I get a buzz on, and then I go to sleep.
Were you watching Cosmos?
I was watching Breaking Bad. But
she was doing.
I'm
that.
Reading the back of it because I don't know, and I'm like, why is this whiskey? It blew my mind. I had some honey whiskey the other night that was
that's good
slamming.
Stuff, right?
You're talking
oh
about
my
that
God.
Kid Rock stuff or whatever.
Nah, this was like a little sample that the guy at the liquor store had just given us, and I forget who made it.
Mm-hmm.
It was. So good.
It had to be I had Jack Daniels.
It wasn't anyway, Jack Daniels. You know? It was a different... It was like...
Maker's Mark?
No, it was... I feel like it began with a G. Something... It was two words.
Giggity giggity.
Yeah. But I forget exactly what it was. It was really, really good, though. It's in like a square bottle, like a rectangle, and it had a black label.
Sounds like Jack.
And no, it wasn't Jack, because I
not
hate
Jim
Jack.
Beam?
Gentleman Jack?
No. No. It was,
Day Jack?
No, it was dark, so.
Kojak?
It definitely wasn't Jack, though. It was good, though. I'm starting to come around with the whiskey.
Yeah.
I love whiskey.
Yeah.
I can't drink regular whiskey
fireball.
Straight, man. That shit burns my
fireball's
throat.
The shit.
Fireball's so good. It's always like a... It used to be like Jaeger. When I would start drinking Jaeger, like all
Fireball,
bets were
is that,
off.
Is that like cinnamon?
Whiskey. It's so good.
Fireball's so good.
Not a big cinnamon guy.
But this honey whiskey, you know how Fireball you drink it and it's good, but then you get that little kick at the end and you're like, woo!
Yeah. That's not what I do. I'm more like...
Well, this honey whiskey, I just like drank half the little bottle and I was like, there was no kick at the end. It was just smooth. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh shit.
So which one of us did you talk shit on last night while you were drinking?
Wow.
Nobody. I was by myself.
So it wouldn't be the first time you talked to yourself.
Fucking fat Fabio.
They're all really fat.
They're all really, really fat. Oh, Fabio. Yeah. I've been drinking a lot again. In the summer, I always drink a lot.
I was fucking gone.
It sounds like a good time.
I was gone. And I even caught myself. I even knew at the point where I was like, my brain had checked out. Because I was like, she was talking about dinner. It was like 6:30 and we hadn't eaten since like 12. And she's like, I'm getting hungry. And I was like, all right. And I cleaned off the barbecue, the grill. And I was like, yeah, well, we'll just go in the kitchen and see what we got to do. And she was like, what? And I was like, uh-oh. I was like...
The end is near.
I was like, uh-oh. And then after that, I said something else, and it just made no fucking sense at all. And I was like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done. I mean, like... I kept
drinking.
Were
you hungover?
No.
That's cool.
No, surprisingly, no.
Were you, like, mixing water, like, drinking water at points and stuff? I have to do that now.
I'll be
hungover.
I had water in the morning, like when I woke up. That was it. After that, it was all alcohol. Shit. The only water I was drinking was the ice that was in the fucking drink. That was it. I was gone.
That sounds good.
I was gone.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that does sound like a good time.
Do you want one of those?
I went to this place on Sunday called Fetisol.
What?
Fetisol. It's two words. It's F-E-T-T-E.
Feta.
And then Saul, S-A-U.
Cheese.
Feta Saul.
Saul.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But it's a barbecue joint, and it's a Steven Starr place in Northern Liberties. And it's like set up like a barbecue. When you go up to order, like you order all your meat like per pound and shit like that. And then they put it on a tray. It was insane.
Jeez.
But they have they have the biggest whiskey and bourbon selection in all of Philadelphia.
Really?
Yeah, they have 150 different kinds. It was so cool. It's a cool little joint.
Fetisol.
Fetisol. It was really, really good. And five of us ate, and it was like $90 for five of us.
Wow.
Yeah, was
That's
it?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Especially because it's Steven Starr. That was just for the food. Like, the drinks were like $6-$7 a piece.
Yeah, about right.
Yeah. It was so banging, though. Because they put all the fucking meat just on this slab, on this tray, and then you took it to your own. You had no waitresses or waiters.
Right.
You just took your food and grabbed your own plates and shit. It was a banging little spot.
Yeah, see, I couldn't do that.
It was good.
Couldn't do it.
You have to get up?
No, they fucking call the zookeepers on me. Picture me with a slab of meat in front of me? Forget it.
Yeah.
Add another really to it.
We had pounds of meat. Like, we had a pound of brisket, a pound of ribs, a half a chicken, sausage links.
Damn.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It was so good. The
was
sausage.
It all chicks?
No, it was four chicks and a guy.
Damn.
Yeah, it was
good
banging.
Good for you, chicks.
Yeah, we tore that shit up.
Good.
You got those big fucking sausage.
The sausage was so good. It was like sweet. I know.
Make sure you get that.
It was so good, though.
No problem.
It was. I recommend it if you ever want to go somewhere different.
Hour 22 minutes in.
No, it was like an hour and 17.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, hour 16.
It was a good guess, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
very close.
But I was
wrong.
Any of you guys do anything cool this weekend?
Nope.
I went to a couple different bars on Saturday night.
What'd you do?
First, we went to Top Dog.
In Cherry Hill?
That place got weird.
They changed
weird.
It. It's a brewery now. It's a...
They're doing like
the old
city.
They still have the sign outside.
They're doing the old city style bar now, right?
It's real strange, though. Like, remember when we were younger... Like, we'd walk in and we'd be the only ugly people there. Like, everybody else was just, like, fucking beautiful.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Dude.
Yes, that's what.
Horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
All ugly people.
Yeah. The hottest girl in there was, like, 60. And we had to pay a $10 cover because it was the Pacquiao fight. We didn't even get to the fight. It was so bad. We just jetted. We went to PJ's in Cherry Hill.
There was a cover there too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was another $10 cover.
I was supposed to go to Kaminsky's. I think there was no cover at Kaminsky's.
Kaminsky's is a decent bar.
Yeah, I like Kaminsky's. Yeah. But I was like,
it's low key.
Yeah, I went to a house party instead.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Did you guys see any of the fight?
No. What happened? I don't even know what happened.
Pacquiao won.
Pacquiao killed him. But
it was by decision, right?
Yeah, he beat him in almost every single round. Yeah.
He killed him?
Yeah, killed him. He destroyed him. Yeah, it wasn't even close. The funniest part about the fight, though, Pacquiao's creepy mother running around.
That.
Did you see that?
I saw that.
Holy shit, this lady's a creep. She's Voodoo. Like fucking throwing the malikes up at the
what?
Other dude. Oh, dude, this lady's a creep.
Yeah, she was creep.
She was allowed to do that?
She's like, dude, they couldn't keep the camera off of her. She was so weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
Literally pictures.
She was doing voodoo on him.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, what a fucking creep she is. So weird.
I didn't see that shit. Yeah. I didn't watch any of it, though.
What a creep she is.
She's so fucking weird.
That bad, huh?
Yeah.
She had all these... She had, like, something in her hand. I don't know if it was a doll. And some rosary beads and
what?
And she was doing all this little shit with her twin fingers genius. And
voila, wait to my to me the Gigi stop now we go why push it stop now chili go kill ya y'all don't have what
it worked whatever
that's a long one huh
that was long
oh man wow that's crazy
that is crazy
yeah.
Yeah, some sort of like look it up on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
I bet he was embarrassed.
He was probably happy.
You think so?
I don't know. He's like...
I'm my crazy mama.
Yeah, he's probably like, hell yeah, support. Yeah, it's weird.
Weird looking people.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude, you got to Google a picture of her. She's so fucking creepy.
Yeah,
looking.
It's nasty. Yeah, she's weird. Really weird.
I'm tempted to do it now. I'm not going to.
Really, really.
Yeah, I mean, it was so interesting, though. Like, the camera had to be on her the entire fucking fight.
Really?
Like, every break from the action they got, they just showed her creepy face.
Was she creepier than,
Marco? Yeah.
No. No. The Jamie Foxx's character in Ali. Remember how creepy he was?
Bundini?
Yeah. What?
Bundini.
Swingini? What? Twingini? Twingini?
Wait, Suma! Tanajini! Tititi!
Hey, remember how weird he was?
Yeah. Yeah, she was definitely creepier than him.
Did you have to pay a cover at every bar you went to?
Yeah, it was $10.
Damn.
Yeah, he has a cock. He can't fucking get in for free.
So Top Dog, PJ's, and where else did you go?
No, we stayed at PJ's for the rest of the night.
PJ's.
PJ's is a good
place. I wasn't paying another cover to watch a fight that I didn't even want to see.
Yeah, bullshit.
Was PJ's packed?
It was pretty crowded, yeah. Not, I mean, it's I've seen it a lot more packed, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, PJ's can get nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does get pretty packed in there sometimes. Especially when there's a band that everybody wants to come and see.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not only are they in the side where they play, but they're fucking flocking into the regular part.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, come on, dude. Go watch a shitty band. Leave us be. Speaking of music, I don't have actually all the details in front of me, but what's his name from Andre
Johnson.
Andre Johnson, not the football player, not the wide receiver.
The rapper, apparently.
His rap name is Christ.
Christ Bearer.
Christ Bearer.
Christ Bearer.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
The power of Christ.
Christ.
The power of Christ compelling me. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Christ Bear.
Really?
So, Christ Bear apparently has some affiliation with the Wu-Tang Clan, which I had no idea.
How many of them are there? Like 100 now?
There's gotta be.
I guess. I don't
know. That doesn't
matter. I mean, I thought that there was only, like, really, like, 8 real members of the actual band, but they have sub-band members, I guess. I don't know.
Sub-members.
Yeah. Maybe he was, like... Yeah. Like later on in life,
they didn't even have a song out or
roadies.
Like
no, his single. He had a single with somebody else, and it dropped yesterday.
Oh, so
yeah,
right on the
just like his body.
Yeah, like and then he killed like it or tried to kill himself.
Yeah, he killed it. He killed his penis too. He cut it off.
They couldn't even put. They couldn't even put it back.
His penis is gone.
Yeah, they couldn't put it back on.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah,
someone...
he dropped it off the building, killed 3 people.
It's like dropping a dime off the Empire State Building.
It's like dropping a telephone off the Empire State Building.
A black man's penis 2 floors up will kill you.
Yeah, so...
Who got hit in the face with a dick?
So Andre Johnson?
Yeah, Andre Johnson.
Cut off his Johnson. And then...
We're going to cut your Johnson!
And then, what, he jumped... 4 floors off the building? It was he was on the 4th floor?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And he didn't die.
I know. What the fuck's
what kind of crack was he on?
He was on bath salts, probably.
He was on something.
He had to have been. Yeah, he had to have been.
And they don't have any reason yet. And they keep saying it's an apparent suicide, but...
Yeah. They interviewed everybody that was with him, like all the other
what they say?
Group. It was like they were going to be implicated in something. So they were like, nah, we don't know. We don't know.
Oh, sure.
You know why he survived, right? He protected his neck.
Good job.
But now the jump off at the roof.
Now Wu-Tang Clan ain't got nothing to fuck with.
There you go.
What do you do? The jump off the roof? It's the jump off, nigga. I love that song too.
The jump off.
Gravel pit. He fell right into
it. I love gravel pit.
Check out my gravel pit. It's a great tune, like beat and everything.
It's like the only good song off that album.
Which he had nothing to do with, probably.
No, because he's Andre Johnson.
He just posed for the picture. Yeah.
He's like a killer bee in the background.
Oh, man.
He probably had like 8 aliases. He's probably going to have more.
He was probably like the 35th chamber. 36, right? He's 36.
Yeah.
He's like 35th.
Oh, I love that.
He's irrelevant.
Yeah. As well as the rest of the Wu-Tang Clan at this point.
Well, I mean, you know, Method Man's still pretty relevant. I mean, he's still,
acting.
Right. And then you got, what's his name, RZA.
He's coming out with a new movie.
RZA's like...
He's the only one that's relevant at this point.
Well, he's like the more popular one as of now. You know, right now, but I
back
think
in the
Method
day,
Man is still the most popular.
Wu-Tang just made an album. Did you hear that?
They made one copy.
One copy, and it's gold or something like that. And it's
what they do
for $5 million.
What they do? Melt old Dirty's teeth.
No, they literally made one album.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
They're not making any more.
One copy. It's gold. All gold.
It's in this humongous fucking container.
Yeah, it's like.
So what good does that do for anybody?
I think that you're going to be able to like download it.
You can download it
and stuff like that.
I want the fucking album.
It's,
I want the gold.
It's
album.
On eBay for like $5 million right now.
Yeah. Oh no, I can't afford that.
Yeah.
It's a little out of my price range.
There's a good chance you don't want the album.
Wow. I can't. I mean, the last like 30 were terrible. They were. I didn't like.
Yeah,
any
they.
Of them.
Yeah, they definitely fell quite
since
a few
that,
notches.
Since that double,
they
album.
Fell about 34 chambers.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's what I mean. Like Forever is one of the best rap albums of all time. Absolutely. And you know, people will say 36 Chambers. That was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't personally like that one that much.
I do.
I like that's Forever cool. better.
That's what got me into it, 36.
Yeah, Forever got me. I don't know why.
That one.
I was very into grunge when Cream came out and stuff. So,
but you know what was great though during that whole grunge era, even post grunge, when that came out, that was like refreshing because at that point, that's when rap had already started to fall hard.
It was really
and they came out and you're like, whoa, all right, finally somebody Someone got it, you know?
Oh, yeah. And then they just blew
it. It was a good 5-6 year gap before something really good. Because Naughty by Nature died out.
Well, Tupac was still around.
Yeah, but Tupac, yeah. I mean, you know, he was like the only constant, but it was, you know, you're talking about a time before that where you could listen to 20 different rap artists at one time. It's like, yo, this is all good.
Yeah, then R&B kind of took over the rap game because rap fell off so bad. Right. Then R&B was like the best R&B has ever been.
Comes out and it's like,
I like D'Angelo.
Fuck him.
And then there was like
get your shirt back on, faggot.
Shit, I mean,
nobody wants to see your pee pee ab. Fucker.
But like, but then when they all came out with their solo shit was also phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Redman, Method Man, they were great.
Method Man's Tequel is one of my favorite albums of all time.
And I actually like the prequel.
Only Built for Cuban Links.
I still like the prequel, too.
The prequel's good.
I like it.
I liked it. I like Blackout, Redman, and Method Man. I love it. Like, that whole thing, Wu-Tang was my shit. Only Built for Cuban Links.
That's when music was
fucking
good.
Fucking Raekwon was good.
Exactly, exactly.
And the Genius, the Jizza. Genius, Jizza.
The Jizza, the Jizza.
The old dirty bastard. Diversify
your bonds, nigga.
Jesus Christ. I love Wu-Tang so much. They suck now.
They do.
I don't like anything they do. I listen to almost every album when it comes out, and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I remember the first time I heard the Rockwiler. I was like,
that's a great fucking song.
That's the shit, right?
Yeah. Even the instrumental's good, even without the words. Just the I was like, what was the song? Mike Tyson used to come out to a song, Method Man song, I believe.
Bring the Pain.
That's it. Yep. That was a fucking great song.
Fuck yeah.
That was a great song.
I mean, in technology.
To brings the pains.
In technology class.
Oh, boy. That old chestnut.
In technology class, I did.
She's bringing the pain to my brain.
I had to build a roller coaster.
Went from kite to roller coaster.
Jesus. We're engineers now. We built a kite, so now we have our engineering license. We're building highways next.
Missy, what did you build? Idiot Mountain.
No, I named it...
Tidiot Mountain.
I named it Tikal.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I named it Tikal. I got an A on that shit.
I bet you did.
It was good.
I pose the question again. Do retards know they're retarded?
Yeah.
Is this what played when you got on the roller coaster?
No. They kept calling it Tickle. And I'm like, it's Tikal. And they're like...
Were you molested in technology class?
I was the only girl.
Oh, my God.
And they like, it's all white boys, like smart white boys. And they're like...
Missy, can I see your tickle?
They're like, you spelled tickle wrong, Missy.
Just like every other word you've tried to spell in class.
Somebody got to get this dumb bitch out of our class.
She's a retard.
When my brother was in Triton, they saw my picture hanging up in technology class.
Really?
What the fuck is going on here?
I gotta research this. I'm on a fucking holy grail quest.
I lost the most money in all of in this competition in South Jersey.
You lost the most money?
Yeah, I lost like
during the club,
like more than like $10 million in the stock market. like a fake stock market.
So it's the Hall of Shame?
No, it was like they did it as a joke.
It's still up.
She was buying stock in 8-tracks.
Made the Hall of Shame in high school and made the Wall of Fame at CSB.
But I never, my brother's been out of school for a while, but when he went to Triton, it was still up there.
I don't understand that.
Because I lost the most money. It was like a joke.
I know, but I still I'm still boggled by technology class. That was the actual... Can you bring in some documentation that was the...
Come on now.
No, like, do you have a yearbook or something where they have it written in there? I just want to see it.
I don't have a yearbook.
They held class in the bathroom.
This is a shed.
It was a trailer, you know?
They would wheel it to her. Instead of a school bus, a trailer would pick her up.
Oh,
just park it right there. We're going to do class, technology class. Everybody open up your roller coasters. Oh, man.
that is funny.
Just think, just for a second, just close your eyes and picture this, okay? So Missy starts it off with So, like, in technology class one time, I had to build a roller coaster. Stop right there. That is the fucking funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. I would have never thought those words came out. You know, like, that's like saying, yeah, I was in home ec and I baked a child. Like, it just doesn't, you don't expect that.
Well, I had to take electives so that I could get more credits. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And I kept getting kicked out of all the girl ones.
Did you really?
I got suspended for school for 2 weeks once because of, like, childcare. I was in childcare. Like, I was a student in childcare, and I left the kids in the bathroom once, and I got suspended for 2 weeks for child endangerment.
Jesus.
I was not good. I was not good. And, like, cooking and shit like that. I failed that. I failed any home economic womanly type things. So my guidance counselor's like, let's have you do these things.
Missy, would you like to try out for the football team?
I told you I did.
How about auto shop?
I did metal shop and wood shop and technology class.
You'd be good at wood shop.
I was good at wood shop.
I'm sure.
She was going to do track, but she would have two black eyes on you.
I would have.
Two black eyes and two bum knees.
Yeah, I stopped taping my boobs down at that point.
Did you?
Yeah, when I was in high school.
Let them bitches out.
Yeah, give them some air.
I was like, I don't care.
I'm hungry. Take those breasts out.
She was like, fuck it.
F it.
I'm giving these bitches some air.
Yeah, so I remember building that. I remember that roller coaster fondly.
Yeah.
I had good memories of it. I was very creative with it.
Did it have a loop in it?
I made it.
Can you be a little bit more elaborate though? Like you build a scale model.
Yeah, we had to like pick what our like car was gonna be. That what was gonna like go down. Like, you know, like if it was a Kinex, you'd have a little cart connected to a track.
Right.
Well, I decided to use a marble. So the marble I considered my, and then I got this piping from like clear piping from Home Depot, mm-hmm. and the marble fit perfectly through it. I used a bunch of Jordan shoe boxes. And I like stacked them up and I would, cause remember Jordan shoe boxes were those black and silver
yes.
ones,
mm-hmm.
but they had the holes on the end.
Yes.
So I stacked them up high enough and I twirled it in and out, throw it and I didn't. And I decorated it with puffy paint, like silver and black puffy paint. I named it. Yeah.
So white trash of you.
I got it. They were impressed by it because everyone was like crazy, like technical with theirs, and I went.
Wow,
like,
this girl really isn't useless.
And I went more creative with mine as opposed to. I did that in all my classes. I always went more creative than more logical.
I still haven't grasped the technology aspect.
Yeah, of it, I'm though. Still.
That's lost where I'm lost.
It was called technology class.
I know, but I'm like the kite and the roller coaster. What else you guys do? I'm curious.
The stock market.
Well, besides that, we already.
Not technology.
Yeah, that's economics.
Well, think it. We like had one computer in the room. We learned to use that.
One computer for every 30 students.
That was back when there wasn't computers.
It was a Commodore 64.
Remember, there would be like a computer room.
Yeah.
And that's where all the computers would be. There was one computer in our technology class. And we learned how to use a computer. We learned how to, like, scan things, fax things, like gay shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Magnets make you see things.
We did do something with magnets. I don't remember what it was, though. We did do something with magnets. I don't remember.
What did you do with magnets?
I forget. I completely forget what the magnet thing was, but we definitely did it. It was only 1 year I did technology class, and that was it. 1 year I did it. Hmm. And each semester you had like a big project.
What was a big project?
I don't remember.
Hmm. Could you have done it more than 1 year? There was like technology class two.
There was technology class two really? And stuff like
yeah,
that.
It was in summer.
But by the
they
time
they built airplanes.
No, I only had to do electives when I was in 11th grade. So all the other years I didn't have to. When I was a senior, I only had 4 classes and I would go home.
Well, you were 27 at the time, so.
Yeah, I got out of school like 10-20 on when I was a senior.
Man Walder.
I liked those things in high school. I didn't really like high school, though.
Just technology class.
I liked technology class. It was fun. I liked woodshop. It was fun. Metal Shuffle, right.
See, it's a shame you're not in high school now, because you probably really enjoyed the science classes.
I yeah. would, because I hated them when I was younger.
Right.
I hated
My
them.
Mind overpowers science.
Right.
I never did good at
Write
science.
Down, like, cool formulas and shit.
X equals Y, and that's the answer.
Oh, to kill. And I remember what I used to weigh it down so that it wouldn't topple over.
What are we talking about?
The roller coaster.
Okay.
Like what I would put in the shoe boxes to weigh it down.
Like rocks?
No. Bricks?
Your bras?
No. I would use the like different piggy banks and I would fill them with change.
Oh, each box was filled
with
change.
Yeah, so it wouldn't topple over. I remember I had this Lucky Charms one. When you put money in it, it was like, Lucky Charms.
Green clovers. Like that kind of thing.
Yeah, I remember.
Blue diamonds.
And I just left it there, like at the end of the year, and everyone right. took it. I just left it there.
You left all your change there?
I left all my change there. I did that with everything. I left a pair of Jordans in.
What?
Almost every year I would leave a pair of Jordans in there.
What are you, nuts?
I had so many Jordans when I was a kid. So many. My boyfriend, every time he bought a pair of Jordans, he bought me a pair of Jordans.
Jesus Christ.
What?
So I still have them, with all of them. I have really? So many fucking Jordans, it's insane. I have tons of them. Tons of them. I should start wearing them.
Fucking roller coasters.
It was fun.
Technology class.
Technology class.
I'm pissed because we didn't have it. Did we have a technology class?
No.
There were like certain aspects of like TV tech and,
yeah.
you know, shit like that, but there was no like technology class.
Mm-mm.
I don't get it.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
So Wu-Tang Forever.
Oh, yeah.
So Wu-Tang Forever.
Turn back. We skipped a bunch of chambers there.
Yeah. On Sunday, I'll watch Hell High.
Yeah. Don't. The don't. Don't.
Because I got
Afro
high.
Man.
Because I got high.
Yeah. Yeah. What, so did they recover his penis?
Yeah, Marco said that they couldn't reinstall it.
I read that they couldn't reinstall it.
They couldn't reinstall it.
What is it, software?
Yeah.
Apparently. Oh, yeah. My God.
He had a bug. It crashed.
Couldn't reattach it.
Yeah, they couldn't reattach it, so he's going to be penisless?
You don't have to do cosmetic surgery. Probably a
cockless
or something.
He ain't getting no bitches now, that's for sure.
He ain't going to be busting a nut.
What makes you cut off your penis? I don't understand.
I have no fucking clue.
I'm going to jump off this building, but
that's
first,
enough.
Let me cut my penis off.
Yeah, like,
off.
Well,
maybe he's having problems with it. You know.
What problems could you possibly
have? He's having
have?
Back problems from carrying that fucking thing around.
Maybe it wasn't working
Excuse
properly.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
He looked young. He was like 30-something, right?
Doesn't matter. It doesn't mean you can't have issues.
That's true.
But maybe he's having some issues. But
I might be gay. I don't know.
Did you see a picture of him?
Yeah.
He looked like Theo to me.
I gotta look again.
A little.
I gotta
like,
look
thank you.
I gotta look again.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a man. I don't know what it's like to have a penis. I feel like it would
That's
hurt
debatable.
To cut it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how do you cut it off? Isn't there, like, cartilage in there?
Yeah, I would never even...
Why are you holding your nose?
I was just about to throw up. Just thinking about it, man. You're
like
how
do you use
you
a carving knife? Do you have a machete? Do you use, like, a switchblade?
Who knows?
Do you have, like, wire cutters? Like,
fuck you! You murdered me, you ass!
That's the most painful thing ever in the world, I'm sure.
Does it hurt like if it gets pinched?
There's no reason.
I know balls are sensitive. I didn't know if the penis was.
Gets caught in the zipper.
I know balls are sensitive.
Did I say
are your balls
like
sensitive?
No.
Like, I don't know. I know guys always talk about like, teeth or something, but I feel like a little neck of
like, wait. It's like, what's wrong with my teeth? Don't hurt. Yeah, it just hit me.
That's a weird fucking question.
Rest in peace, Chris Bearer's penis.
He's not dead.
I'm resting his penis.
He's resurrected without the erect.
The what?
I'm resting his penis.
Resurrected. Resurrection. Back up in your ass with the resurrection. No erection for you, buddy.
music makes you do crazy things, I guess.
Sure does.
I guess so.
But when your name's Christ Bearer.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Jesus Christ.
That was good. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, I'm not asking you to suck at my dick.
Can't do that either.
That's a sin.
What?
That's a sin.
What's
like
a sin?
That he cut his penis
off. Oh, I thought you meant sucking dick. I'm like, oh, what'd you, when'd you find religion?
That's next, right? I have to find God.
What would Jesus do? Go down.
Oh my God, I was watching that the other day, and I waited for this part to come on.
What is it?
I most certainly did not.
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
I most certainly did. You said it. We can fuck your wife. I most certainly did not.
I did.
He takes off his fucking coverall and he's like, who wants to reach around?
Who's the actor?
Christopher Maloney. Yeah. Yep. He's got his own show now on Fox. Yeah. I watched it. It's not, it's okay. It's not something I'd stick with though. It's,
yeah, he's a good actor. I like him.
Yeah. Yeah. He was in all the Harold and Kumars, wasn't he? As for, like,
was he?
Yeah, because he was the head of the clan in the one, the second one.
That's right, he was.
What the nigger was that? That was good. That
was good. Goddamn jigaboo.
Yeah, I don't remember if he was in the Christmas one or not. No, I only watched that once. That was enough for me.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I'm sure.
So getting back to music real quick. So, turns out that, the CIA used to use Red Hot Chili Peppers music to torture a Guantanamo Bay inmate. And Red Hot Chili Peppers heard about it, and they commented and said that they appreciate the fact that they were, you know, thought of, but they actually, you know, they wrote their music for entertainment, not,
yeah,
for,
not
torture.
For torture.
Right, exactly.
And they wouldn't even specify the songs either.
Yeah, they didn't. I know. I was upset because I can tell you right now, Under the Bridge would have gotten me to pretty much
hate that song.
Yeah, me too. I would have given up anything. Pin numbers.
I didn't become, yeah, yeah. I didn't become a Chili Peppers fan until I was like later on in life.
Yeah, me too. Me
song.
Too. They're, like, I like their remake of the Stevie Wonder song.
Higher Ground.
Higher Ground.
Oh, that's good.
I like that. I like Californication's good.
I like
good.
Roller Coaster, if that's what it's called.
Yeah, no, Danny California, like, not Californication. Danny.
Californication is a song too, though.
I know, but that's not the one I like. I like Danny California.
Danny California, that's is a better song. Awesome.
Yeah. But I was only like a couple I can stand. You know, I'm kind
their
of
new album
the,
was
give
amazing.
It away, give it away, give it away now.
I hate it's that like, song. Yeah, their new album was really good though.
Is it?
That was too much. After a while, it was too much. They're not bad though.
Yeah, it's just like weird.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of them. I can listen to them.
Yeah, though. I mean, I don't want nothing bad to happen to them. I'm just saying. Like,
I want them to put their fucking clothes on.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, that's not where the sock goes, buddy.
They're also old now.
Yeah, I know. Flea.
Yeah, and their drummer looks like Will Ferrell.
Yes, he does. He looks just like Will Ferrell.
Hey, you don't say that.
Shut up.
Did you ever hear, maybe a year ago, Will Ferrell walked up to him, and he was like, you're a good-looking man.
That's
holy Santa Claus shit. You're a big, fat, curly-headed fuck.
Shut up. Oh man, that's
you geriatric fuck.
So anyway, I was thinking, I'm like, you know, what songs would everybody like, what song would you hate to hear? Like, what would really torture you? You know?
Oh,
if you
yeah.
could pick song or songs or not just a genre, but like something more specific.
A specific song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could pick a bunch.
Missy's whole iPod.
I got some good shit.
Anything Hoodie Allen.
Don't even.
I can tell you.
Would
right,
that be yours? Kings could, of Leon would be
tell,
yours.
I could tell you right now that would make a list. That okay. would definitely make the list, but there is shit that I hate more.
Like what?
Yeah. I actually like this song better. And it feels so good. I do. I like this song way better. I could listen to that over and over. What was one that I was thinking about that I fucking... No. Love this song. It's one of my ringtones.
Yeah, I would be happy all the time if I had this song.
There you go. Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Really? Oh, I don't
Oh,
worry.
My God, dude. That fucking song is horrible. Shut the fuck up.
That song would make me happy.
That is a horrible song.
I'm okay with that song.
Don't Worry, Be Happy.
You said it. You said one earlier too. That how bizarre.
Oh, how bizarre! Yeah,
how bizarre.
I hate that fucking song. Hate that song. Or you know, it's another one I can't stand. Too. Return of the Mac. That's fucking terrible.
Wow.
That was fucking terrible.
I like that song.
You played it over and over again. Just the like the hook. I'll blow my own brains out. I'll take those battery. I'll take those fucking clamps and clamp them to my balls. And
turn
the
battery all the way up.
Just kill me now.
For me, it's pretty much any song by Outkast.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Outkast.
That's so weird.
Every one of their songs are annoying.
Not like that.
I would kill myself.
That's crazy. Bombs Over Baghdad is one of my favorite songs.
I don't like that song.
I love that song.
Yeah. Hey Nah. Hey Nah, whatever the fuck it is.
Bombs Over Baghdad's a shit.
I don't like that song.
No?
Hey Ya.
Outkast is horrible.
I love Outkast.
Chris, this is for you, buddy.
It's the fucking 12-minute
right, yeah, right?
Yeah. Oh, great.
Someone's awesome. Going to the bathroom.
What the fuck?
Can't help it, man. You too.
Dude, really?
Yeah,
Did you pick the actual video? You should have just went for the lyric one. It would have been just the fucking song.
There's a whole fucking skit going on here.
I could have told Thanks you. For that, Mark. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Chris likes it now. Thanks, buddy.
Wall of Fame, CSB.
Well, I didn't know we were talking about this. I would have cut it off. Got nothing to do with CSB.
Damn it.
Yeah, I like...
Every one of their songs are fucking annoying.
Yeah, you don't like Miss Jackson, right?
Oh, that's the, I don't that's like one that of the one worst either. Ones.
I don't really like Miss Jackson either.
There you go.
Yeah,
I like So Fresh, So Clean.
I don't like that one either.
I only like a couple of them.
No. I don't hate them like he does, but I don't like those either. I like a few.
I thought you liked them. I could have sworn you liked them.
No. Every one of their songs are fucking annoying.
Caroline!
This is garbage!
Mine are fine! Really?
Alright.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I like that song,
Fuck you!
Giggity-goo.
Yeah.
What about you, Marco? What do you hate?
What do I hate? I heard this the other day, too. I'm going to pull it up. It's fucking... It's got to be one of the worst. Bobby. One of the worst fucking songs ever.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine this being played over and over again?
It's a good one, actually. Yeah, you're right. This is terrible.
I'd be okay with this one, too.
You'd be okay with this?
Really?
Halt.
Fuck you, Barbie. See, I can do the bum-bum thing for anything.
Well, they said in the thing, in the article, that like it's that repetitive beat is that's what makes you like
it's
start
the,
to lose
no, it's
your
the
mind.
Voices, too. That voice, I can't take that shit.
They were more talking about the beat, like the repetitive beats.
Yeah, but that was what, sometimes the voices are bad, like Kings of Leon. That's horrible.
Yeah, but I don't think Anthony Kiedis has a terrible voice.
No, but he can be annoying, though, like that, give it away, man.
It's got to be that song. It seriously has got to be that song.
Could have been, yeah.
Come on, please stop.
The blue song.
I love this song, too.
Horrible.
See, you're picking all one-hit wonders, though, which I guess I can understand. Most of them do suck.
Most of them suck.
Yeah. Oh, God, I don't like this at all.
Have a popular song. I mean, I don't know, popular
song. Which one did you say earlier you didn't like? Remember you had one?
The Thong Song by Cisco.
The Thong Song. Yeah, song.
I hate it. I, like, roll my eyes when it comes on.
There's another one, Livin' La Vida Loca. It's another one. Anything Ricky Martin sucks.
But Nigga, do it again.
Why? Why?
Oh, oh, oh.
See, it's that. Like, he's like, sounds like a
faggot.
He's like, he's like seething. It's just, ugh. God, I hate him.
What?
Now I hate this song.
Apart. But.
And I always hate this song. I remember I saw Blink 182 at a concert.
I fucking do not like this.
And
guys.
They fucking started playing this song, and I hated them after that. And I left.
There's a lot of songs that of theirs I do not like.
I hate them now. Fuck you,
of
Blink
182. That's funny.
That's funny. That was in like 1999. Or 2000.
Sorry. I'm going underwater right now.
And Hot in Here by Nelly.
Periscope down.
There you go. Hot in Her. See, I like that song.
So do I.
Yeah, it's not wrong with that song.
No. I hate it.
Why?
Give a little bit of
It reminds me of Bad Times.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of Bad Times?
That'll do it.
I used to go to this, like, after hours bar all the time. And it was called Balloons.
Oh, yeah.
So anybody from South Jersey knows Balloons very well.
Oh, yeah.
They would try to stay open until 6 o'clock in the morning, but they would always get shut down.
Right.
And the first time I ever did coke off a toilet seat was there. And I remember there was like two stalls, and the line was always so long. Like, all these people were pissed. They're like banging on the door, and I'm like, give me a minute.
You are a classy broad.
Yeah, I was a mess.
What possessed you to do it off the toilet seat?
I was fucking drunk. It was 4 o'clock in the morning.
So why wouldn't you just do it off your finger?
Because I wasn't. Oh, because
just do it off
okay.
Finger.
The reason because this was right
finger
after
finger was up her ass. That's
this was after another incident. Every Wednesday night, I used to go to this club called Envy in Old City.
Oh yeah,
you remember Envy?
I remember Envy.
Okay,
been there a couple times actually.
On Wednesdays, because that was the poppin' night.
It was poppin'.
It was banging.
It was banging.
It was cray cray.
But, it always got in vials and shit. But I grabbed Special K instead of cocaine. And
cereal?
Ketamine?
Ketamine.
Yeah.
Fucking cat tranquilizer.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I accidentally. Yeah, I snorted the whole vial.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was
How
bad.
Are you not dead?
I don't know. That's a good question. I remember I was in the bathroom upstairs. And this is another song. I have a good memory to this, which is bizarre.
<What's wrong? laughs>
What the fuck? I feel like my brain's about to explode. There's way too much going on. It smells delicious in here.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
Somebody's fireplace or something?
Yeah, that's
God
it.
God damn, it smells
fire
good.
Horn. It's
so,
hot in her.
Remember how Envy was three floors?
Yes.
Okay. So I went to the bathroom on the second floor. And then they used to play like different genres of music
on
each
floor.
Yes,
yes, yes.
So I went to that bathroom because the line was shorter. So I'm coming down that big ass flight of stairs to get to the first floor. And I'm like wobbling and shit. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm fucked up.
And somebody's fucked up.
They were playing Old Dirty Bastard. Baby, I got your money. Don't you worry.
I'm sick of that song.
Yeah, but this was when it like first came out.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, yeah, shit.
Hey, Dirty.
Yep.
Yeah. So me and my friend, we're dancing.
You think they were talking about you?
Doesn't say hey white trash.
Hey, white A. No, good.
So I'm dancing and I'm dancing my ass off with my friend, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere, and like to this day when I say this story, I can picture it all happening.
Dance, sweat it all over the place.
The floor came up and smacked me in the face.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do a dance right
now.
No,
listen. But listen.
I'm going to my quit.
Like, I was dancing, and then all of a sudden, the floor came up, smacked me in the face, and then went back down, and then I would dance, and it did the same thing again.
Sure, wasn't some guy's cock?
No, I'd fallen, but I thought the floor was hitting me.
Oh, you fell?
Yeah, no, I'd fallen onto the floor, but I was so fucked up that I thought the floor was hitting me.
You're a fucking liar!
And I remember telling because it was my two friends. I was there with a bunch of friends, but I was with two close friends. And they were like, dude, what did you do with all the fucking Special K? And I was like, I snorted it. And they were like, that's why the floor keeps hitting you in the face. It kept hitting me because I kept falling.
Stop hitting yourself.
And I didn't know I was falling. I thought that the floor was hitting me.
I was going to say because I was like, I'm losing my fucking mind.
Well, once I fell, I hit my head so hard. that I had a humongous bruise on my head and a bump. And then it started, like, coming to.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, whoa, I fell.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
you're a fucking, you were a mess.
Yeah. I was crazy.
Coke
when I
off
was young.
A toilet seat in a fucking club.
Mm-hmm.
You were probably in La La Land. Yeah, that's probably nuts. Why you say the shit you say, because of that night.
Probably. I told you before that I never really thought like this. I told you guys this. We already
uncovered this.
I wonder
if I could see into the past.
I think it was the acid always that what pushed it over the edge, though.
Jesus.
I feel like I've been on acid for the past hour.
Holy shit.
Oh, well, yeah.
Jesus, miss.
That was nuts.
You were probably a mean fucking drunk, too.
I didn't really drink that much then.
Hmm?
I didn't really drink that much then.
No?
No, it was
you were a mean drug
things.
Addict.
Hold my drink, bitch.
No, always coming down, I was real mean.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't want to be bothered by anything?
No. Yeah. I was mean. Like, you didn't want to, nobody wanted to be around me. The first time I smoked angel dust, I was... I was behind the Philly Diner.
We're here to fuck shit up.
And I thought it was marijuana. Like, I thought it was just pot. And I was fucked up off of
you
it
just,
for
you'll
like
do anything,
3 days. No, for 3 days. And I was the most miserable person for 3 days. I didn't sleep. I was so mean. I was mean. I broke up with my boyfriend at the time because he was annoying. Like, I was just like, you're annoying, because we were eating, like, Wheat Thins, and he was, like, eating them too loud, and I was like, get the fuck out of my house.
Jesus,
dude.
Yeah, so coming down, I was real bad, especially off of acid, too. I would, like, kick shit. I would throw things. I was mean.
Were you hallucinating at all?
Yeah.
Get out of here, monkey!
There was one time my brother saw me rolling around on the bed because I thought the map came off the wall, and I was wrestling the map because I thought the map was trying to kill me. Yeah, it was a map of the world. It was a big map. You know those big...
You were wrestling a map.
You bone-headed idiot.
You know those big-ass
maps? You were
maps?
In your room?
Yeah.
See, I think the most interesting part of the story is she had a map on the wall.
I did have a map. I loved maps. I liked... this big-ass map. Humongous map.
But you never looked at it. You had it on the wall, but you never looked at it.
She looked at it when she was high.
I looked at it when I was fucked up. It like was pretty colors and shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just never got anything from the map.
No.
Apparently, she got a black eye. She was fighting it.
No, and I thought the map had jumped off the
what
wall.
What could she have possibly gotten, dude? Come on.
You know, like the magic carpet in like Aladdin.
Yeah.
It was like that. It was like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
I was fucking with you.
It was fucking with me, and then it jumped out, and we were fucking. It was bad.
Were you wrestling with it and stuff?
Yeah. I had a futon bunk bed at the time, and I was like, ran to the top of the bunk bed, and it followed me.
Jumped off and dropped an elbow on it.
Jump Jesus off, Christ. And I had the top of the bunk bed just filled with stuffed animals, and I would like throw the stuffed animals at it.
Jeez, you were a fucking drunk addict.
Yeah, I was nuts. I was crazy.
You sound like...
I was so crazy, I don't even...
Listen to yourself, you sound demented!
That was a long time ago, though.
God damn, man, that's crazy shit.
Are you insane?
Yeah. So much fun stuff, though.
Wrestling. Can you imagine, like, walking by that door and seeing that? Just her rolling around.
With a fucking map.
My brother's like, what the fuck is going on?
The funny thing is, she probably held the back of the map and was, like, punching herself with, like... Like, it's just going on.
No, the map was fun. And I remember coming down off of acid, your skin feels really weird. Like, you almost want to take your skin off. Yeah. You feel really, like you're like, you can feel everything. And you're like, you're dirty. And you just want to take a shower.
It puts the lotion on.
Yeah. I would take so many
put
showers.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Like, coming down, because the come down from it was so fucking
the
long.
The what down?
Like, when you were, like, because the high would be, like, 8 hours. I guess, because of the strychnine that sits in your spine, I guess it's like poisoning your body.
Yeah. So that's a good fucking.
So I would have to take so many showers. I would take a shower and then I'd be like, oh, and you don't get comfortable and you sit there. And it's like you have restless body syndrome. Yeah, and you feel like spiders are crawling all over you.
Oh my God. No,
it was
I'll never
horrible.
Do it. Never.
Horrible come down from it. Horrible. No. But it was worth it.
What the fuck?
I did the one. I told you I did acid for a week once, right?
No.
Yeah, I did it for a week.
A whole week?
A whole week. But I would sleep and then wake up and just do it the next day.
Jesus.
You must have had some sick dreams.
I don't really. I'd work the same recurring dreams over and over again.
Meanwhile, it was the same minute. I just fell asleep.
It was always the same dream, though, over and over again.
There's a man from another galaxy.
I haven't had that dream in so long. That was mountains and a lake and a shark.
Booty and the blowfish.
I used to draw all the time when I was on acid, too.
Did you really?
I would, like, carry, like, a notebook around with me. I was such a weirdo. It was so much fun, though. I had so much fun when I was a kid, though. A lot of fun.
That's good, but look what it's gotten you.
What? It's got me? I'm fine.
Look like a Puerto Rican whore.
I don't look like a whore. That makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe you should start sucking cock. Don't get comfy. The skin of my nuts.
Yeah, I could never do this. So, okay, so let's go down the list. Angel dust, heroin,
acid. Be better off naming a drug she didn't do.
Well, no, yeah. Hold on. Let's get this right. Angel dust, heroin, acid, coke,
weed.
Weed, yeah. Ecstasy.
Yeah, I don't like ecstasy.
Do you do crystal meth?
No.
Okay, so that's one you haven't done.
Mm-mm.
Bath salts, haven't done that.
No. No crack.
That's relatively new, though.
Yeah.
No crack.
No crack?
Mm-mm.
No crack.
No.
Joey Crack.
Joe Crack the Don.
Let me see. What else? See, I don't know what else is out there. Obviously, you've done pills.
Yeah.
You like did everything. Shrooms.
Yeah.
Okay.
That always made me throw up.
Because you're not supposed to stick it in your anus.
Your insides are polluted, man.
Her womb is so polluted, she can't ever keep mine.
I haven't done drugs in so long.
It has to be all. I mean, it has to
it's have been an effect. A very long time.
I know
time.
It's out of your system, but it's had to have an effect.
For years it did. For years I would see trails.
Her insides probably look like a rotting tree.
Why do
like
drugs like rot your body? Brittle.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
What
the fuck are you think?
Your liver is probably jammed up, man.
Your
liver probably looks like a piece of charcoal. Probably shrunk down.
I think I'm okay.
Your arteries are probably like fucking Slim Jims. Well, from smoking alone, that happens.
Yeah, so but I'm forget okay.
that. Yeah.
I'm okay.
Keep telling yourself that.
I'm okay. I had this voice before I smoked. I had this voice my whole life.
She was four. Mom. 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 Mommy. Mom. Oh, does it? Does it really? Does it compel me? Does it?
Mommy!
Does the power of Christ compel me? Is that what's happening?
Does it?
Guess what? It's not that compelling.
Oh my God, this changes everything.
That was when you were on acid. Did you ever find yourself speaking funny like that? Did you ever like catch yourself or like you thought you were speaking like weird? Like it didn't make sense? Not the words, but like your sound? Like did you hear echoes when you spoke or did you hear like reverb or some shit, some crazy effect that you knew it wasn't like a microphone or anything. It was just you.
Sometimes.
I can only imagine.
But it was like never my voice. Other
some
people's.
Dude told me one time he was on acid and he said that every time he spoke, it was like he was speaking underwater. Like he heard like gargling and bubbles. Jeez. And I'm like, are you sure you weren't fucking choking on your own vomit? Like,
that could be possible.
Seriously. And he's like, no, cause he was with other people and when they came down, you know, pretty much all did it at close to the same time, and everybody was fine.
When I tried to swim on acid once, I almost drowned.
No shit.
Mm.
Jesus.
I was like, never do that again. Felt like jello. Didn't feel like water.
Really?
It felt like I was stuck. Yeah, they had to jump in and pull me out.
God. They pulled her out of a sandbox. This water is terrible. I'm drowning. drowning.
Yeah, but I'll never do any of that again.
Drowning?
I hope not.
I won't. It's been a very long time.
Well, you just said you wanted to try crystal meth.
That's a joke. Like, I'm really going to try crystal meth.
You should.
Fresh and crack, too.
You got to do it on the show if you're going to do it. Just
no,
saying.
Obviously.
I can't do anything just like that.
Obs.
Sorry.
No.
My bad.
You dumb fuck!
For not knowing that.
No, Mike, I'm a grown-up now. I can't do stuff like that.
We're grown-ups, motherfucker.
She's a grown-ass man, dog.
Word.
Word. Word life. No, come on. You got to do it so you can say more cool shit like...
Wanda-landa-land. Wanda-landa-land?
Hey, you said it, not me.
Cimmerian, super tyranny, paleogeologic.
You were like, wigging out, like your robot parts were not fucking working right. It sounded like you were short circuiting.
Do you know on my Instagram, you can, you can put little descriptions of like who you are or whatever. Mm-hmm. Mine says I am not a robot. Cimmerian, super tyranny, paleogeologic. I just thought that was funny because I literally just changed it like 3 days ago.
That soundbite begs to differ.
Gondwana. Come on, you guys did drugs when you were kids?
No, when I was a kid, no.
Like when you were a teenager?
I had loving parents. They would never do that to me.
No, when you were like it was like teenager to early 20s. I stopped dating RJ. I
started smoking in 7th grade. That was like the worst thing I did. I drank a little bit, but not like, you know, I wasn't getting all fucking hammered and shit. And not till like mid high school did I start actually like drinking and smoking more. And the first time I tried weed was probably I was like 16.
Yeah, I was in 11th grade.
Something like that. 16 maybe, if that. Or yeah, I could have even been 17.
I was like the same age. Around the same age.
I was a late bloomer with the drugs. I didn't start at preemie like you know.
I wasn't. I started in 11th grade. I mean, I smoked weed for the first time in, like, 5th grade. Oh my God. Nobody got high from it, so we...
I chased the dragon in 2nd.
But we didn't think it was, like, I remember we were still friends.
Tied each other over with Twizzlers.
No, when we were in middle school, we would all talk about it, and we were like, we didn't. That couldn't have been weed, because none of us got fucked up. It was probably, like, tobacco.
Fucking a bunch of little fucking brats smoking weed.
No,
like
so then
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, but then and then never again until later on. Really, okay. Later on.
Yeah, but then you made up for lost time. I mean, you did. Quite
well, I have
a
an
few.
Addictive personality.
I only did ecstasy and weed. That's it.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
What about you?
Barely weed.
Barely.
That's it?
A little bit.
No, you've done more.
A shit ton of weed. Acid, shrooms. Opium. I think that's it.
Do you count? I mean, I guess you can count painkillers.
Yeah, absolutely. If you did them recreationally.
Yes,
a couple times.
Yeah, a couple Xannies when I go out drinking.
Yeah,
drink
I love Xannies.
Sure. Not often. I didn't really like them.
I'll have
pills.
A pocketful next week.
Totem poles.
What, when we're traveling?
Yeah.
No. Totem I don't travel poles. On. I love totem poles. I love that you just said that. I talk about it.
And, sometimes when you don't want to take a whole one, you snap it in the other one for later.
My God, I talk to so many people about that. No one ever knows what I'm talking about unless they're from this area. And you just
area or
era?
Era.
Era.
Era. Era.
This area, like.
Era. I did all kinds of polls.
Like, Runnymedians now, but like any of my Philly friends.
What the fuck is a Runnymedian?
Runnymedians.
My Philly friends, they have no idea what a totem pole is. That's so. I'm so happy that you said that.
Yeah,
they were my choice. I would choose that over drinking.
You know what's funny? I took it as I asked for something to calm me down because I was stressing out real hard. So I didn't even the first time I took one wasn't for that, but it happened to be while I was out because I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna drink. I don't feel like it. My stomach hurts. My head hurts. I'm stressing. So my friend of mine gave me one. And I popped it. Next thing you know, I started drinking. Next thing you know, I was feeling good. Next thing you know, it became a habit. Like,
yeah, they were
like,
good.
Yeah, I mean, they I'll be honest, really for good. A while, I was definitely, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to seek them out. And people would be like, oh, we just have Xannies or we just have Percocets. And I'd be like,
Yeah.
Or Valium, and you'd be like, if anybody has a bowl, give me all your toilet
bowls. I'm not a big fan of the Perks, though. I can't.
I hate Perks.
Vicodins.
I hate painkillers.
I like Vicodin. No, Perk, I like painkillers. I like.
They fuck. I eat loaves of bread when I'm on painkillers. loaves. When I burn my legs, I had third degree burns on my legs when I worked at Greenleaf's.
Really?
Yeah. They've healed because, and I know you guys are gonna think I'm nuts.
Uh-oh.
But I put liquid silver on it. It's this mineral.
I don't know what that is.
It's a mineral.
Okay.
And I put, and it was like blessed by some fucking
shit. Iron Man legs.
No, like, what is that? Like,
I am Iron Man.
Like, what is your, like, spiritual guide if it's not, like, not a sensei, but something else? A shaman?
Shaman.
Okay. I had this liquid silver stuff that was blessed by a shaman, and he said that it would get rid of my scars and help it heal faster, and I have barely any scars, and I had third-degree burns on my legs.
Hold up.
Shit's crazy, right?
Wait a minute.
But I burned my legs, and they put me on Percocets for the pain because it was burnt to the muscle. I mean, it was really, really bad. And I ate a whole entire loaf of fucking beefsteak rye bread in like 20 minutes.
That's good.
I was like, Mom, can you give me more bread? I ate it all. And she was like, dude, stop eating all the bread. I ate, for that week I had off from work, I ate like 20 loaves of bread. That's all I wanted was bread.
Okay. All right, hold on.
It helps your stomach.
I loved it, yeah, because it helped my stomach. It didn't make
Percocets
me feel sick.
Fuck you up.
Oh, I hate
like,
them.
Fuck your belly. Your
hate them.
Inside.
When I get like dental work and stuff done, I don't even take painkillers anymore.
I'm confused though.
I love
the whole. Go back to the shaman thing real quick. Where did you?
Oh, my friend's boyfriend.
Yeah, like where do you meet a shaman?
His mother's boyfriend was a shaman.
What, really?
Mm-hmm. I used to meditate with him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Did he wear like fucking,
shalom?
Like, did he wear normal clothes?
I mean, normal, but with like a twist. Like, they were very like spiritual, but they were like
Steven Seagal. When Steven Seagal went through his fucking phase where he wore the fucking
robes and shit.
The robes?
No, it wasn't like anything that. Like that. Like, it would be like
we wear
a regular
robes with
shirt,
flowers and we run like girls.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, kind of. He would wear like hemp pants and then like a flowered shirt. He was very cool.
I just came. Fucking faggot.
And I remember they put the liquid silver in a Kahlua bottle. And I used the whole entire thing. One of those big Kahlua bottles. I used the whole entire thing in a week.
Did he rub it on
your
legs?
No, I rubbed it on my legs. It worked. I'll show you guys next time I wear like a dress or shorts. I'll show you. I have like no scars. You can see a little bit where my skin is, but they were really worried that my skin was going to be like Freddy Krueger, like it was gonna look bad.
Freddy Krueger. Jesus Christ. What the hell's wrong with you?
What?
I'm just saying. Notice how it goes automatically goes to like someone that's not religious, like not it's more of a spiritual guy type
shaman.
Yeah. Shaman.
It's never Jesus. Never you know, Catholicism or Buddhism.
What, am I going to put holy water on it? Like, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, the power of Christ. Does it really?
It wasn't, Jesus did!
It wasn't
guess
the
what?
Shaman.
It's not that compelling.
What?
It wasn't the shaman or his blessing. It was the fucking mineral.
It was the liquid silver or whatever. It had a technical name to it, but they just said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, cum.
Ew.
It was a shaman.
What's wrong with you?
It was a shaman semen. He called it liquid silver.
No. You guys are weird.
Come here, Missy. Let me rub that on your legs for you.
Creeper.
After we meditate.
After we have a date?
After we meditate.
Oh.
After we have a date.
I'm like, what?
Date, meditate, same thing.
How did your date end, weirdo?
With liquid silver.
Liquid silver.
Creeper.
With semen in the bottle.
You're gonna cream.
Stop. God.
Oh, it's gene creaming time. This is going to make you cream.
So, yeah. So, there's that.
Apparently, he came all over the sun visor.
I have a particularly explosive ejaculate.
Fucking Missy.
What?
I've been dropping loads around this fucking house like a goddamn dump truck. I'll fucking come anywhere I want. I'll fucking come on these walls.
I just watched this.
I'll come on the fucking cabinets, on the fucking furniture. I'll come everywhere.
I just watched
you duplicitous taint.
This is the part of, you know, the show's coming to an end when all
the sound bites come out. Coming. Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Take a fucking sock in it, you cow.
Yeah, that's where it goes.
Yeah, I'll be popping some Xanax next week.
Are you really? Am I going to have to, like...
No, I don't get like that. I don't
we
get
have
like
to
that.
Talk about something really quick, and then we... Do you, can I talk to Marco about this really quick, and then we can leave?
On the air?
Yeah.
Why? I don't know if I want to talk to you about it.
No, it's not bad. Yeah, when I listened to Shannon's show the other day.
Yeah.
Marco was on that...
I did, too.
That actually. Thing is.
Yeah.
I thought
pretty boring, right?
No, it was good.
Really?
It was a very good show.
That's right. I thought
it was sexy. Boring. I thought it was just boring as shit out. No,
I'll be honest with you, dude.
Who the fuck cares about somebody's kid? You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Well, no, it wasn't about that. But honestly, I thought it was actually very compelling shit.
Yeah, I liked
was
it.
Was it compelling?
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
it was
very compelling, really Marco. Compelling.
Was it?
Was it really?
It was. It
yeah,
really
I liked it. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
I definitely thought it was good. You were interesting.
Yes.
You talked a lot. Well,
yeah, where the fuck are you, man?
Because she asked questions.
Look, I'm just saying, kudos to her for asking the right questions.
She comes prepared.
Yeah, but you know what, though, man? That amazed me because I was sitting there. I'm like, half the shit he said I never knew about.
Yeah. Same thing. It was good. Not bad at all. It was good.
The problem, and you got to know what she should do.
You got to
let her know that she needs to turn her volume up. For the whole show.
Yeah.
Because the recording on iTunes was so fucking low, I had to put this speaker.
So
up
did
to
I.
My,
it was yeah, so,
it
was, I
sounded like I was
you were louder, yeah. You were easier to hear, but she was hard.
Sounded
to
like
hear.
I was in her apartment.
You sounded like you were just
I'm in your apartment.
Yeah, you
I
were right outside her window.
You did. You sounded like you were in the room with her. I kept forgetting that you
what
called in.
What the fuck
in.
Is your problem?
I would have gave her 3 minutes of her best 3 minutes of her life.
You love her.
Shannon's all right. She's cool. I like
so
her.
Anyway, cool. You guys talked about not walking from
yeah. I heard that too. Yeah.
And then she's like, "Listen, it's a mile. Like it's actually 1.2 miles because I already had walked it.
Yeah,
and it's literally 20 minutes
on a nice day. I'm gonna walk.
I was, okay, you know, good. Because yeah. You were like, oh, I'm gonna have to talk to Misty yeah. about that. And I'm like, I'm not taking.
Role. I was playing a fat role.
First of all, 20 minute walk.
Yeah. Fuck that.
If you don't want to walk, I'm still going to walk.
Are you
though.
Kidding me?
I'm
dude.
Letting you know that.
I'd be freaking the
okay.
fuck out.
So don't take too much Xanax because I don't want you to get lost in a cab in New York. Because I'm definitely walking unless it's raining.
We'll walk.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through
that
life.
That was it.
Son.
We'll walk. That's it. All. That's it wasn't bad, yeah.
I didn't know what you were setting me up for.
No, I wasn't setting you up.
I have cancer.
I just remembered. Shut up.
Oh my God. Who the hell?
I got something to tell you.
Hey.
Okay, are we done?
Boring. You're a fucking asshole, you liar.
Oh, pink cat.
Kill yourself.
We both know I'm going to have to kill you now.
Oh, thank you, Bing Cat.
I got a good mind to slap your fat face.
Yeah, we can straighten that out, man.
Yeah, good.
I thought it was a great show. Dude.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to check that out, it's that thing. That thing.
That thing is an idiot.
The thing is, I think it's like kind of. It's in our like genre on
that
iTunes or whatever. Yeah.
That
thing is yeah. an idiot.
The thing is, and it was a very, very good show.
It was. It was a
yeah,
very,
I liked it.
Very good show. That thing is.
I was gonna say that thing you do. I don't know why.
The movie.
Yeah. I have no idea why I was
stupid
gonna say
woman.
That. Shut up, Chris.
No offense, but you don't exactly know what you're talking about.
I know everything. I'm knowledgeable.
Look,
watch
you're illiterate
Chrissy.
In the first place, okay?
What the fuck?
Watch it, Chrissy.
Oh, okay. All right, are we out of here?
What kind of pathetic fucking excuse is that?
All right, thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you next week. Don't forget to go to Jersey Jerks. RyanCast.com/Jersey Jerks and check out Amazon.com, Gamefly, Tweaked Audio. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter and all that. And that'll do, Bacon.
That'll do what?
That'll
bacon?
Do pig.
Oh.
Bacon.
That'll do bacon. That'll do bacon.
Is she talking to you?
She's looking right at me. That'll do bacon. Fuck you, cunt. I'm kidding.
That'll do bacon.
That'll do bacon.
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 fuck is wrong with you?
Count Fatula.
All right.
Bye, nigga!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.